Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Sister Yaina, Yai Israel, and this is another edition of the Yehuda Project. We're going to do something very special today, and we have a song. And ironically, this song is Sister Kavah's favorite, and I didn't know it was also my favorite. So I want you guys to take a listen to this song, and then let us know what you feel about it and how you like it and whatever. But it's just ironic that we like this song at the same time. Here we go.
Shalom, shalom to everyone. That's my song right Hello. There, Yaina. Forever for mighty long time, but I really want to spend it with you. I shine when you shine. There's really no substitute.
I know that's
right. I love it, girl. What you said is, look, I'm a reflection of you and you're a reflection of me. And that's so beautiful.
That's right. That's right. In other words, when you blow up, I blow up. That's how I go.
Yes,
I love it. We're waiting on a few people to get on the line. I think Brother Adonia is here. Let him say shalom, shalom before we go into prayer. Brother Adonia, are you there?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia from Atlanta,
shalom.
Georgia.
All right. We had a couple of people call in that I guess their phone dropped, 770 and a 773. So we're waiting on them to call back and we have a young lady. We have a special guest today. And what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody a chance that's on the line to call some friends of yours, anybody that you know that you can call and tell them to call into the show. Because we have a very interesting show we're going to have today that I think is going to blow a few people's minds. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a show where, you know, anything is the topic. And I guess it has to be something like this that has to come forward. You know, so something came across us last night, and we figured, you know, that it was about time for us to do this. So we're waiting on a few people to get on the show, and we have a young lady that is going to talk with all of us today, and we're just going to have a casual conversation today and talk about some real big boy stuff. But When I say big boy stuff, I'm saying buckle your seat, because it's going to be some big boy stuff today. And, Kavai, before we go into that, can you lead us in prayer? Because we're going to need some prayer today.
Yes, 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 I am willing to do that. All right, we're going to look to the Creator. Father, we thank you right now for all that you have done and all that you're doing for us. Father, we ask you now that you would open up our ears and our minds, help our minds to be open to receive what we are about to share today, that all minds will be able to understand and know that, yes, you created us and you created the heaven and the earth, but you also created other realms and you also created other worlds. And so, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with the brethren and the sistren and those that are listening so that they can understand that this stuff is real. And we just ask that you give us open ears and open mind, open heart. That's the prayer for today. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We want to ask also if Shayna is on the line, if you've called in already, Shayna, could you please push number one so we'll know that you're on. This is what's going on today. I see where she pushed number one. This is what's going on today. We have a young lady on the line that was in the middle of a conversation with someone, or she overheard someone talking today, and there's a black girl that made a confession that she was born with a tail, with an actual tail. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about some real serious stuff today. So like I said, if you know people that you can call them and tell them to call on the show, do it now. Because we got a lot of people on this line. I mean, a lot of people. We headed to almost 20 people right now. So, like I said, call in, tell people to call in so they can hear this story. And we can let Shayna come on the line. Brother Adonia, you have anything you want to say before we open the mic up to this young lady?
Shalom? Shalom?
Yes, sir.
I didn't really want to have anything to say at this point. Instead, I'm going to wait and hear what's being said, and I might have a comment later on.
All right, sounds like a plan. All right, area code 314. Shayna, is this you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay,
hey,
cool,
Shayna.
Cool. Okay, this is what we're
going to
do.
Hey, hey, hey.
Shalom,
shalom. Shalom, shalom.
Okay, we are on the air, and we're going to leave your mic open, but we're just going to talk like we talked last night.
Okay.
I put the call out for everybody that's on the line to call people right now. Click over, call your family members, call your friends, call your pastors, call your preachers, call everybody. Tell them to call in, phone number 718-664-9551. This is an issue that we need to talk about because we don't know how well-versed Israel is. But we're gonna school you in on a little something today if you really don't know. And we just want to kind of have a conversation. So you know, without giving out any names or anything like that, and we won't tell anybody where you calling from, Shayna, so they can't put two and two together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to
talk. Okay. Right. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. You want me to start it off or share? Okay. A couple of days ago, I'm in a caregiving business, so I take care of elderly people or anyone who needs some type of assistance. Well, this particular day, they sent me to a facility where there was other staff working, and I overheard a lady talking about how a baby was born with a tail. And she was on the cell phone, and she answered to the lady she was talking to on the phone. She said, "I was born with a tail, too." Now, it shocked me because the lady was African-American, and, you know, I was told that a lot of the reptilian races were in Caucasian races. Well, apparently that's not true. But the shocking thing is, when I first met this lady, though, she was really cold-hearted, really evil, and I couldn't pinpoint it, you know, why was this lady so evil? So when I heard this lady's conversation, she was born with a tail, that pretty much confirmed everything. So I started, you know, just doing some investigations because the other reptilians I worked with, they were white. And you know, I was also reading about there were two type of reptilians. One is the Orion reptilian, which is really dark and evil. And then you have the regular reptilians, which I read they're here, but a lot of them are evil, and they'll be here to assist the tribes. Just like there's a court case, Canada against the Vatican, and the people that are doing that are Caucasian. So, but it just kind of shocked me because there's a lot of Hebrews out there telling people the reptilian race is strictly white. No, they come in all shades and form. And this lady, I mean, she had dark melanin, but she gave off a lot of steam. You can tell she was very stricken hearted, very evil like. But I just wanted to share with my brothers and sisters, they really are out there. So, you know, for ones that don't talk about, you know, these UFOs and mixed DNA, they really are out there. There's a lot of breed out there, not only with reptilian DNA, but animal DNA. And you can look up the story of Zana, Z-H-A-N-A. She was half wolf and half woman, and she had like 9 to 18 kids, and all her kids look human. So I just wanted to share my story with you guys because, like I said, it's a lot of talk from the, you know, Hebrew camp that all reptilians are white race. No, that's not true. And this young lady, she's in her early 20s. So she had her tail cut off, too. Her mom had her tail cut off when she was born. So, you know, that extra piece of skin is real. So, you know, you want to make sure that person you're talking to is not like Toto. But, I mean, they're out here, you know. I just wanted to share, you know, a lot of people are just strictly going by the Bible and the Black Code and the Black Code of 1704 and the original Black Code shows that they enforce by law to give you what they wanted you to know. So there's other writings out there that's going to come to surface and talk about, you know, what they was trying to keep from you and us. So it's coming out right now gradually. So I just wanted to share that with you. You know, so they out there. They out there in the black race.
And you know what? What's so scary is, and you know a lot of people may be on the line like, what the heck is she talking about?
Right,
well, nobody
knows
what she's talking about. You know, what in the world, reptilian, what? And you know what's so scary about this, Shayna, is I taught this. And a lot of people looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, you all don't understand. Everything that looks like us,
ain't us. Right.
And all of our kinfolk ain't our kinfolk either.
Right. You are correct. And I was reading more about the Orion reptilians. I heard they could not stand the presence of true divine Hebrew worshipers. So the difference between the regular reptilian race and the Orion reptilian race, now the Orion reptilians are majority Caucasian, they cannot stand to be in our presence, which means the demon's going to appear to us. It's going to come out, it's going to growl, it's going to, you know, it's going to appear itself to you all. It's going to display itself, its true character.
Wow. And, you know, Kavai, you got real quiet. You ain't saying nothing over there. You all right?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening and I'm thinking because there's some things that I've heard before, and I'm just thinking some experiences. I'm listening.
And you know what? Let me share my experiences with you. I have always had experiences where I'll tell you one experience. I was in church, and I was sitting in the pews, and there was a black lady on stage, and she was preaching. And in the spirit, I saw her. I saw a silhouette of an upright snake or an upright dragon. I'm gonna put somebody on hold because their phone is really, really loud. Upright snake or an upright dragon. I saw this woman walking, and while this woman was walking across the stage and she was preaching, I saw this tail dragon behind her. Now, I saw this through the spirit of discernment, that from the natural eye, you just saw a woman walking across the stage preaching. But from a spiritual eye, I saw her walking upright like an upright snake with a tail hanging. And me being naive and being young and being, you know, coming into the church, and I always knew I had some gifts, but, you know, I walked up to her after the church service, and I just tapped her on her shoulder, and she turned around, and I was like, you know what? I said, I just wanted to let you know I see you. And she was like, what do you mean, baby? I said, I see you. I said, you have a tail. I said, I seen your tail dragging the ground. You know what she said? She didn't say, oh, you crazy. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I don't know what you mean. She said, you weren't supposed to be able to see that. So we just wanted to let you all know that there are things that are operating outside of our normal reality that we come in contact with every day. You know, I always tell my children, you know, don't just meet up. Don't just meet people. You know, especially my boys, don't just put your seed anywhere, especially my girls. You have to check out who you are dealing with, because not only that, another characteristic of the Nephilim is six fingers, six toes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've even heard Hebrew teachers on YouTube talking about the giants didn't exist, and the giants are all through history. They're all through history. If you Google the giants, they're in every civilization all through history. And the characteristics of that Nephilim DNA is six fingers or six toes or double rows of teeth. And there are people out here that are born with those extra digits, and they get them cut off. Imagine your son coming home with a young lady, and she's pregnant by him, and she tell you she used to have a tail.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But you're right on that, Yaina, when you talk about the Nephilim are here, and that is something we really have to be careful about. I remember as a teenager, maybe I was a little bit older than a teenager. I was probably in my early 20s. I'll say my early 20s. I think I'm maybe 20 years old. I remember a young lady who was like a sister to me, or I was like a big sister to her, and you know, we use the term godmother, goddaughter, godsister, and stuff like that when, you know, coming up in the church. So I was like her godsister. And I remember I was away. I had gotten married, and I was away, and I came back home on a visit, and I was pregnant with my first child. And when I came back home, they told me, oh, so-and-so-and-so had a baby. I was like, what? She had a baby? You know, she was young, like a teenager. I was like, wow. I said, I want to see her. So went to go and see her, and she had a little girl. And the little girl had had six fingers and six toes. Well, I didn't know back then that anything about the giants and the Nephilim and all of that. I had no clue of that type of information. I just knew that this baby was born with six fingers and six toes. And what they did is they actually tied a piece of string around each of the extra fingers and toes to get those to allow that finger and toe to just naturally fall off with the help of the string being tied to it. So it is true. These things exist. Shapeshifters exist. All of this stuff exists. I've had experiences with shapeshifters in my presence, and using animals to come and spy on you and different things. It's deep. It's deep. When you begin to go into deeper levels of walking in the realm of the Ruach and begin to understand and come to a whole nother level of consciousness spiritually, you encounter things that you normally would not encounter, or you wouldn't recognize just walking about in your carnal mind. You wouldn't recognize it because you wouldn't be thinking to recognize these things. But as you begin to become more spiritually sensitive, and that divine in you is awakened to the point where you begin to recognize these things that are around you, you will begin to understand what's around you. And sometimes you may not understand until you begin to get that revelation of what is transpiring. But yes, they exist.
This is some serious stuff right here, you know, because most people don't believe you, and that's the issue that we run into. A lot of people be like, okay, well, what's the point? It's a it makes a whole lot of difference. It's a serious point because, you know, the only way you're going to know is to be made aware. I mean, because everybody looks normal. Everybody looks like they're okay. I mean, we were at the library one time, and I was with my younger sister, and me and my friend we were in this room called the conservation room. And what this conservation room is they had an original 1611 Bible. It was huge. It was one of those big Bibles, and it had everything, and it had the Apocrypha in it, everything. Well, in this room, in the library, you can't take anything out. You have to lock up your purse. You cannot have anything, any food or anything in these rooms because it's actually a rare book room. So we're opening up this book, and me and my girlfriend is looking through this book, and this little lady walks in. She's a Caucasian lady, real mousy-looking little lady, and she walks in, and she talks to the man at the desk, and my sister was looking towards the desk, but we were looking in the book. And the lady turned and looked toward us, and she did just like this. She said, and it scared my sister so bad. She was tapping on us, trying to get us our attention, but she couldn't really say nothing because it shocked her. Because in her reality, we don't see this kind of stuff. It shocked her, and we were like, "What is it?" And she was like, "Did you see what that lady just did? Did you see what she just did?" So we have to make you aware, especially in Israel, that there are things out there that we're not familiar with. Everybody that look normal ain't normal.
And sometimes they don't even know they're doing it. You see what I'm saying? Like, we have the gifts to call out the true spirits that are in them, and the physical form don't even know what the real spirit is doing in them to reveal it. Like, that's why a lot of possessions, when they say, "Oh, do you remember what happened? You broke out the window and you killed the dog." No, I don't remember that. They don't remember. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when these spirits are being revealed, the physical form don't even know. And sometimes they're not even aware it's in them. But I'm telling you, it is real. It's real.
It's like they blank out. It's almost like they black out, and that spirit that's in them actually is taking control. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen that. I've seen that happen in people. I've seen people black out, and I'm battling the spirit. You know, I'm having a showdown with the spirit, and I know it's a demon I'm dealing with. I know it's an evil spirit I'm dealing with. You know, so I've seen that and I've experienced that. So these things are real. A lot of times we in Yasharal, we're so busy caught up in wrestling with what is written in the book that has actually been changed. That was the plan, to get you tripped up into something, make you battling, you fighting one another over scripts, you fighting one another over what was written, and you don't even understand what's transpiring around you in the other dimensions or what's transpiring around you right before your very eye because you're too busy battling your brother and your sister when you need to be teaming up to be able to understand how to battle these things that are transpiring in the realm of the in the other dimensions or what's right before your face in the spirit realm. So, you know, we need to know these things.
And the thing about it is, you know, this is the issue. The issue is we have come across, coming out of Christianity into Hebrew Israelism, I've come across so many different teachings. People are teaching so many different things. And when you have really been up close and personal with spiritual warfare, and you understand that lady didn't have no spirit, that was her spirit when she danced like that. That's how she... It was like she did it, and then she concealed herself. She was real mouthy and real soft-spoken, you know, real humble and mean. And it was like, I see you. So there are things that are going on, just like the UFOs and the alien agenda and all that kind of stuff. You know, you have those people that believe. I've heard a pastor say that the sons of God, they don't believe in the book of Enoch, and these are the Hebrew teachers now.
The devil is
a lie. They don't believe that the sons of God came and slept with the daughters of men. And it's like, wait a minute. Hold on. That's all through the Rosetta Stone of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That is not even up for discussion. Heck yeah, they slept with the daughters of men. And guess what? I'm going to throw something else out there, and I'll say this, and I can prove it. Cain was not Adam's son.
Hallelujah. He wasn't.
Cain was not Adam's son. That's right. Yep. Cain was actually the seed of the serpent.
Yeah. Yes, he was. Yes,
and
he was.
Know what,
and
what,
that tail and that they got, and that tail that they growing is that DNA that came from that serpent. I don't care what nobody say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now there's also a DNA of Elohim too here on Earth, and I've been reading about that. It's angelical beings mixed with DNA. The tribe in the Hebrew Israelite tribes too. So you know, just like there's dark forces, there's light forces too in people's DNA. So. Yeah, they kept this from us because they didn't want us to know. They want us to, you know, put us in one order, make sure, you know, like everybody's human, put us in the casting system. But, you know, there's also angelic beings here mixed with human DNA.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true.
I mean, it's so much stuff going on. Just like the UN appointed an ambassador for the alien agenda. Now, the United Nations, I'm getting ready to play a clip.
Yeah, I just heard about that.
The United Nations appointed an ambassador to meet with the aliens when they come here. The United Nations, hold on, I'm getting ready to play it for you right now. I'm going to play it for you in just a minute. You can hear it. So you understand that this ain't something that we just doing. All right, here we go. Watch, listen up.
Shalom, shalom. I like to ask a question.
Come here. You want to see my clearance? Maybe I'll just leave this here with you.
Let it pass. Let it pass.
Will Smith, Independence Day, a movie about aliens invading Earth. But now the United Nations is getting ready for a contact with aliens from outer space. This is Maslin Hoffman. She's out of Malaysia. She will be planet Earth's first interstellar diplomat. And Michio Kaku is a theoretical physics professor, also host of the Science Channel series, Sci-Fi Science Physics of the Impossible, which is doing great, by the way. How are you doing, by the way?
Very good.
Nice
Very
to
good.
See you, Michio. And I don't know, is this a goofy idea? Is this a serious idea? What the world is the UN doing involved in this?
Well, don't expect flying saucers to land on the White House lawn anytime soon, announcing, take me to your leader. It sounds like a goofball idea, but here's the rationale. Sometime later this year, maybe early next year, astronomers will announce that we have discovered Earth-like twins in outer space, and when we gaze out the night sky, somebody may be gazing back at us. But it's not going to be a two-way conversation. It's not like E.T. phone home. It's going to be a one-way conversation, eavesdropping on aliens from outer space, perhaps.
So even if we were able to send a signal, how would we communicate?
That's exactly right. If you have a message in a bottle in the ocean, you can't communicate back to the people sending the message in a bottle, right?
Which makes it seem all kind of strange and good. I can understand if you came up with the idea. I can understand if NASA came up with the idea. But what about the United Nations?
I think they want to stake a claim because right now there are no protocols. There's no way to address an alien ambassador. There's no way to set up how trade would be, what communications and information would be exchanged.
So what y'all say about that? Wow.
What I say is can you hear me, Yaina?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What I say is I'm not surprised because they have had this information and understanding that there were other beings in a planetary system. They've already known this, always have known this.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the time because of the timeline, because of the time frame, because of what's happening with the cosmos. These beings, they want to reveal themselves. They're going to reveal themselves. So now they have to slowly release this information out to the public slowly so it does not cause
a turmoil
and a panic among the people because they've always been communicating with these beings. That ain't nothing new.
Especially in Russia.
Exactly. They've always been communicating with them. You know, they put it in the movie showing us in our faces that they have been communicating with them. So now that these beings want people to see who they are, they want to walk about, they want to mingle about, they want to come and do whatever it is they want to do upon the earth, now is their time to slowly put it out there so we won't be surprised when they do.
Right, and another thing they're not telling us, but all the rich celebrities know, Justin Bieber, Demi Moore, ex-husband, they're going to Planet Mars for $250,000. The owner of Virgin Mobile Records frequently flies to Mars. Now, what the hell are they doing up there? You understand? Like, this is real. Like, people know this.
I know.
They're taking trips, you know, the leak. But, baby, it's just like above as below. There's evil aliens and there's good aliens. So they're fighting against each other above and below. So some will help us and some will be working for the fallen ones. So, you know, it's real.
It is real. Wow. That's true. Wow.
Anybody have a comment? Brother Donia, you have something you want to say? Anybody have a comment? Please push one. If you have something you want to share, we would love to hear from you. This is a little different show today because, you know, this came across our desk last night, and we figured, you know, it's time to start addressing these issues. We're tired of talking about tassels. We're tired of talking about feast days. We're tired of I feel like this. I'm like Brother Donia, we're not coming together on doctrine. So whatever you feel
right.
like you need to do that, do whatever you need to do. But there are bigger fish to fry, and there are more important things going on right now for our own survival sake that we need to
yes.
educate ourselves. Because the scripture said, with all by getting, it said get an understanding. So it's important for us to understand what's going on and what's around us, because everybody has come in contact with these creatures, and you don't even know you've come in contact with them. And we have teenagers
uh-huh.
and young kids and young people, our children, meeting people in the club and meeting people. We have
yep.
got to educate ourselves so we know what we're dealing with. And I have somebody, Eric, call 352. Somebody, push, go ahead, 352, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 352, you're on the air. I think they might have muted their phone. We'll give them a minute to unmute their phone. Area code 352, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Yeah, hello. Shalom, can you hear me?
Yeah,
my phone was muted. I want to say a couple of things. I'll make it quick. I think the first thing we need to remember when we go back into the Tanakh and we read about Adam and Eve, we need to know that, that's right, Cain was the seed of Satan. And everything
yes,
that came from sin up until right now today belongs to Satan. All those giants and everything died in the land when the flood came through. But let's remember, Japheth did not die. Japheth was on that boat. And Japheth, when you look all the way back, Japheth goes back to Cain. Not only that, I heard on TV recently where the Catholic Church is telling people that when the aliens come, we should embrace them with love and kindness. That's because they know they're the demons. They know
yeah.
they're demons. And so they want us to open up to these demons, and they don't. And because most people don't even realize that they are demons, and they just think they're the white race, they want us to think, you know, open up. This is the Vatican. They want us to open up to these so-called aliens. They're not aliens. They are demons that is going
yeah.
through the universe and picking up all women and men, Israelites
mm-hmm.
and white people, and producing these, I don't even know what you would call these offspring that they produce, hybrid. But at the end of the day, they belong to Satan. Period. And we really got to understand that this stuff is way deeper than we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Satan has, from the very beginning, hated us.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
for whatever reason he hated us, and he means that if he knows he can't win with the Most High, so what's the next best thing? To ruin as many human beings and bring them to wickedness as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. All these little stories about these half men and half women, people sit around and they look at them, and they think they're fiction and they think they're movies. They're telling you their true story. They
right.
belong to Satan. They are Satan's seed, and they come there in high places and low places, and they may look like they normal white people or normal Israelite people, but at the end of the day, they belong to Satan, period.
Yes,
point blank,
yes,
period.
I seen
a thing on people. I was telling my daughter, she was like, Ma, that's TV. I seen a thing where they have this I forgot his name, but he comes on TV and he tells you all the things that's going on that America's up to. And one of the things they was talking about is these these alien beings that roam the earth. And so they went back into Congress, and they pulled out some jacket and also the president. And they were talking about how these people, how these different people, Hillary Clinton was one of them, and a lot of the ones that's in Congress, how they have the, they showed them with the slit in the eyes, like they stopped the camera, and you could see the split in their eyes, so you could tell they reptilian. They even had it with Obama. We got to remember, Obama is not an Israelite. He comes from Ham and Japheth. So it's very easy for him to be one of them. You know, because something looked like us, it don't mean it is us. And they're going to do everything they can to get into our minds. They tell us the little stuff, and we say, oh, that's fiction, and we forget about it, and we think that it's not true. There's nothing they won't do to corrupt the Most High's plan, except for they can't really corrupt the Most High's plan because the Most High is the Most High. And they can try all their little tricks here and their little tricks there, but at the end of the day, we're going to win because we are the children of the Most High. And we got to be, like she said, you got to be careful who you sleep with. I was watching one of these court TV things the other day. Not court TV, it's one of these Maury. And it was about the paternity, and the guy is jumping up. He's an Israelite. Maybe some of y'all have seen it. He's jumping up, and he's talking about, no, that ain't my baby because my whole family got six fingers. And he was so proud of himself that his whole family had six fingers because he didn't understand. You belong to the Nephilim.
Wow.
You belong to us. You belong to a Nephilim. I don't care what your color is. If you got six fingers and six toes, you belong to them. You don't belong to us. Mm-hmm. And we got to keep all this stuff in mind because they're never going to tell us the truth. They put it in the movies and we look and we laugh and we act scared. But a whole lot of that stuff they put in movies is absolutely
Channel
true.
Channel 10 and all of that,
If you think they're not splicing genes out in all their laboratories trying to come up with all different kind of mixed human beings, that's crazy. That's exactly what they're doing because they're wicked, because they belong to Satan. That's all I
want to
say.
That's the truth. She's right. And see, all of this gene, splicing genes and all this stuff, this stuff is not new. This was something that was taught and it was done by the fallen ones. They taught them how to do this. Why do you think a lot of people don't even understand why the Most High would tell us not to mix with these other nations?
That is so true.
It had nothing to do with, because of the color of their skin. It had everything to do with their DNA. Because they were hybrids, they were from reptilians, they were from the fallen ones, they were children of another one, all of that. Their seed was not a holy seed. There's a reason why he said, you are a holy seed. Our blood, our DNA was not to be mixed because of all of this mess that was going on up on the earth that was already here up on the earth.
Just like Prince trying to have kids. Every time he had a baby, it died. He mixing with some girls over in Germany and Russia. You know, that stuff real.
Yeah.
It is real. Wow. Wow, this is critical. Okay, you guys, hold on just a minute. Let me see if somebody else want to push one. Brother Adonia, you got a comment you want to make?
Shalom, this is Adonia. And y'all are coming on strong. That is so true. You understand? We cannot mix or cohabitate with the other nations. That takes away from our impurity, and it shows up in our DNA as time goes on. You understand? And that's why the Almighty had chose Seth's genealogy. The whole bloodline there. You understand? Is the spirit from the Almighty. You understand? So we cannot with those other folks at all, period. You understand? They don't have knowledge of no creator. You understand? They're going off on straight will. You understand? And right now today they talk about they want. I heard this on the news and it just shocked me, man, how the pastors, Christian pastors. Of Israelite folks, You understand? Talking about it's all right for the women to marry out of their race. And I said to myself, this is not going to work. You understand?
Right.
This is not real here. You understand? And so what we have to do here between, those that find themselves knowing the Almighty, you understand, we got to stay true and stay in the way. You understand?
Right.
That's what it's all about, man. We got to stay true. We cannot marry unto them other nations, you understand, because we don't know what we're doing. We destroying our nation. You understand? If we marry into those nations, if a woman has a man, cohabitates with some other nation, you understand, we become the children that are born, their offspring become that of that nation.
Okay.
And so what that does is that depletes our nation. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot afford to do that. You understand? We become no longer pure, no longer of the Almighty. You understand? We become, like you said, those hybrids. You understand? So we need to stay true to our we need to find a way to be more committed to doing what we need to do for our nation. To stay clean.
And you know how we do that is we educate our children. And that's
that is correct.
For. And I'm gonna play a clip for you. I want you to hear this. Check this out.
Create embryos that are part human and part animal are set for approval by the official regulator in Britain. These hybrid embryos are seen by the country's leading scientists as a vital step in the search for cures for diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. It's a highly controversial procedure and is banned in some European countries. Our medical correspondent, Fergus Walsh, has the story.
This embryo is part mouse, part cow. In a few months, this Newcastle lab is hoping to create a human-cow hybrid. If that leaves you uneasy, the scientists here understand how you feel.
It does seem a little abhorrent from a first analysis, the fact that we're mixing bits of cow cells with bits of human cells, and people would automatically think, yeah, well, okay. But what you have to understand is that you're using very, very little information from the cow in order to do this reprogramming idea.
This is highly complex science, the creation of cytoplasmic hybrids known as hybrid embryos. The starting point is a cow's egg, which is cut open by a laser. The DNA is sucked out. The next step is to take a human cell, perhaps from a patient with Parkinson's disease, and inject it into the egg. Now, this is the crucial point at which an embryo is created, because by using an electric shock, the hybrid embryo starts growing, the cells subdividing.
How about that?
I believe it.
Now that's Britain. Now that's over in Britain, and to be able to do this, they said women are donating their eggs so that they can create these creatures, and then they're wanting to keep these babies that are half human, half whatever.
And just think about what they're breeding that we don't even know about, like the military. You know what
about.
I mean? They could be breeding assassins, zombies. Ain't no telling. And then, you know, sad but true, all the slaves that, you know, got raped, even though some of them may have part Nephilim, reptilian, but still, Satan can't do nothing without the Most High permission. So they still, even though they got, you know, mixed DNA, the pure side of them is still going to call out for the Most High favor. So because a lot of us, you know, they had a lot of sex forms, you know, for the blacks, where white men and all, everybody can just have their way. So, you know, for the ones that don't have 100% pure blood, they still have that, Israelite DNA that still is going to be activated, and they still going to work in the favor of the Most High. And that's what they don't understand. They thought when they can interbreed with the slaves and the children, you know, they can become completely evil. But no, in the awakening days, even the ones that were raped and tortured, they're still going to become on the, you know, in favor of the Most High and what is
supposed to happen. So, also with blood types, I found it in surveillance and blood types since the days of 1600s. So even these blood types, the antigen, no antigens, all of that means something too. Why are they tracking specific blood types? You know, A, B negative, right, and all this. You know, they've been tracking that for a reason. What? Why are they tracking us? So all of this plays a role. You know, so you know that's just crazy. That's crazy right there. I don't even want to eat no more.
It is crazy, but you know what? It is crazy, but I'm not surprised because there was a chimpanzee called Oliver the Humanzee. Have you all heard of Oliver?
Yeah, I think I've heard of that happen like in the 60s or 70s,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yes, in the 60s and the 70s. But Oliver was, he was a chimp, but he had human features, and he walked upright like a man. And he was smart as all get up. And I believe the story is the lady that was taking care of Oliver, actually Oliver tried to have sex with her. One day she was bending over and he tried to have sex with her. You know, he didn't want a mate. They tried to mate him with another female chimp, but he wanted a human. He wanted a woman. So, I mean, so it's interesting, and I'm not surprised. You know, it goes back to, like we were talking about, Yaina, you brought out a point about how Cain was not even Adam's son.
Nope.
And what people don't understand and how they try to wrap their brain around it. How was he not Adam's son? I just don't understand that. How could he not be Adam's son? Well, there is something that is called heteropaternal.
There you go.
And
right, where you can be pregnant by two different people.
You can be pregnant. A woman could be pregnant by two different men. She can have the seed of one man in her womb and the seed of another man. And you would think those babies were twins, but they're actually not twins.
Yep.
They're by two different men, but she's carrying
that's
them
right
in the same womb.
Yeah, that is so true.
You are absolutely correct.
And when you read, when you go back and you read, you have to take your time and read. You go back and you read, and it talks about how she bare Cain. And then the scripture says, and she again bears Abel. It never says she conceived again. It said, and she again bare Abel, meaning that right after she had Cain, she had Abel. They were in the same womb at the same time. One was the seed of the serpent, and the other one was the seed of Adam.
Wow. Oh, I just want to make an announcement. The chat room is open. If you have a comment or you want to make a comment on this or you might want to talk about this, please press 1. But the chat room is open. And I want to say this. Don't take our word for it. That's what I'll say every time we have something. Please don't take our word for it. Research it and study it and find out for yourself. This stuff is real. And that's what we got to stop arguing.
Yeah.
And we got to stop arguing. We got to stop arguing over stupid stuff like tassels and messianic and non-messianic and all that kind. We need to come together so we can start educating ourselves and our children. That's what the conferences is all about. That's why we've been pushing. It's not just going to be about nation building. It's going to be about educating, because I tell my children all the time, don't get caught up in relationships. You do not know who you're dealing with. Everybody that looks human is not human.
That's the truth. And that's just the truth. They are not. And this is the real. People just need to understand what's really going on. You just don't understand what's going on. Get your head out the cloud. Now, I'm going to get real with y'all, because a lot of times y'all, Kavai don't get real like this all the time, but I'm going to get real with you again today. Get your head out the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And open your eyes and ask the Most High to open up your eyes and your ears. Because whether you receive it or not, there is a battle going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the battle is all about? The battle is about you. The battle is about the DNA that's in you. The battle is about your melanin. They want the melanin because there's power in your melanin. And let me tell you another thing. Do you even understand
when you go outside and the sun is shining and you're out in the sun, for those of us who have melanin in our skin, do you even understand where the concept of wearing shades come from?
Yep.
We don't need to wear no shades because there's minerals in the sun that goes directly in our eye to our body to power our melanin.
Mm-hmm.
The shades are for those that walk around that can't take the sun. They're vampires.
Yep. Yep.
Am I right, Shayna?
You are so right. I worked with one at a hospital, and she could not stand the light, not even in the room. And then when we transferred to another hospital, she put on her shades because the sun was shining in her room. That is correct.
Wow.
She kept her shades
wow.
on, even in the hospital bed.
Yes.
Wow.
So let me tell you,
hey.
For my people who have melanin in their skin, and you're walking around here scared of the sun because they're lying to you talking about the UV rays is going to kill us. No, the UV rays is not going to kill us. We have melanin in our skin. You need the sun. We need the sun. That's
yeah.
where we get our minerals. That's where we get everything we need from the sun. Take the shades
yep.
off. Look in the sun sometime because you need the minerals from the sun to shine into your eyes
yep.
to get down in your body. That's what's powering your DNA. That's what's powering your melanin is the sun.
Yep.
Yeah.
And okay, let me make an announcement real quick. This is a heck of a show today. We're going to talk about some real big boy stuff today. Again, family members, call your family members. Switch over, click over, call your family members, your kids. Get them on the line. Tell them to call the radio show because we're going to educate you today about a topic that a lot of people don't talk about. And we need to make sure we understand this because if you notice, 90% of the people walking around fat. And I'm like, what is going on with the food? I want to play something for you so you can hear this. Here we go. Watch out. Here we go.
Welcome to the pioneering new world of farming, pharmaceuticals, biofarming, aiding scientists, and cutting-edge research.
PBL Therapeutics is working on a solution. They want to clone pigs whose organs can be transplanted into people.
Cloned a genetically modified cow that can produce milk containing the same heart properties as human breast milk.
These glow-in-the-dark calves can help develop treatments for diseases for animals and for humans.
Yes, you did hear that correctly. He has put a spider gene into a goat.
Transgenic fish. Those fish actually have what appear to be six-pack abs we see in humans.
My friends, I am here to warn you. I am here to alert you to the greatest threat to our species and our civilization on this planet. Humanity in just the last 100 years has increased its technological and scientific knowledge thousands and thousands of times what it was. But we are still the same species that we were, capable of magnificent heights, but also of horrifying lows. I want to talk to you about the greatest threat to human civilization and society today, already irrevocably changing the genetic code of the biospheres on this planet, and that is genetic engineering.
Critical.
Now, I love science and technology. I know that it's a neutral thing, and that man can use it for good or bad. But that said, the controllers and engineers of our society for more than 100 years have believed that if they can discover the secrets of life, DNA, that they will have the keys to immortality. And now you see all the different news articles where they openly brag about this, and the elite says, we don't need a giant population anymore to run our technological systems. We're now phasing into robotics, where the military's aircraft will be drone, where combat robots will do the fighting, where manufacturing will be carried on and executed by non-biological systems. So there is a arms race going on and a technological race going on right now dealing with genetic engineering. And recently, the FDA has put into effect new policies that allow genetic engineering companies, predominantly Big Agra, to put on the market any GMO organism they wish without even consulting the public.
Uh-oh, watch it now. Watch it. Yep. Y'all don't understand what is going on. They are genetically messing with the food. They are genetically messing with the animals. And they are genetically messing with human DNA.
And I just read yesterday, nanotechnology have contracted 40% of all food companies. So now they're putting nanotechnology chips in everyone's food. 40%. That's half of the world.
What?
It's serious. Yes, 40% nanotechnology, meaning they can probably take a remote control and make you do something you don't want to do because a nanoparticle was in your food and now it's in your system.
Shut up.
It's serious. Yes, 40%. I'm telling you, sister, when I tell you I don't want to eat, I do not want to eat. I'm scared. It's like I got to smell it, touch it, feel it, rub it down. No, seriously, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. You do not want a nano chip in your body. I'm telling you, that is serious. And they've been doing that before GMO.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's that serious. That's why they're not telling us. But they gave all these food companies, they paid them under the table, hey, I'm going to give you $2 million if you do this. Well, what is it? They just shut up. That money caused them to shut up. They already got 40% of the food market.
This is why.
Wow. We got somebody. Well, hold on. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Brother Yadonia. And then we got somebody that 513 pushed the 1, and we're going to let you on in just a minute. For anybody else that want to make a comment, we want you to call your family members. We got another hour. We're going into overtime for another hour. And call your family members and tell them to call in. And make sure that they archive the show because this is real serious now. Go ahead, Brother Adonia, you're on the air.
Yeah, that alone should encourage us to start our own farm systems. Get our own.
Oh yes.
That mm-hmm. should just to do that. That should give us that little boost that we need. We need to start having our own farms and everything so that we can eat clean again. We ain't gonna eat butt so clean in this land right here.
Right.
But we can make an attempt to do the right thing, folks. You understand? Because our children has got to grow up in this nonsense, man.
Yeah.
And it hurts me to my heart to know that my son and my daughter is gonna go out like we going out. You understand?
Yeah.
We got to be the encouragement for our children. We got to put something in place for our kids. You understand? Otherwise, man, we're going to be extinct here. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't impress upon us more, you understand, that we need to get our farm system going, you understand? They can't stop that, man, because it's of the Almighty. The Almighty ain't going to let them do nothing to us if we're doing it in the name of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, all right, let's go to Erico 513. We got 513, you're on the air, go ahead. They probably had their phone muted. 513, you're on the air. Go ahead. We'll give them a chance to come to the mic. We'll give them a minute to come to the mic. But it's real serious. I mean, I'm serious with what they're doing to the food. They got human
mm-hmm.
chimeras out here that's half animal, half human. They mess genetically modified food that's making
mm-hmm.
everybody sick.
Yeah.
Even these women. Go ahead, Shayna. Go ahead.
You breaking up, Shayna?
Breaking up.
Is she still there, Shayna?
Yeah. I think she's still there, but she's breaking up. Erico 513, you on the air. Shayna, we can't hear you. Try to move into another room or something like that so you can make a comment. I think she dropped. So she's going to have to call back in. I think she just dropped.
Okay.
But she'll call back in a minute. Erico 513-221, you're on the air. Go ahead. We'll put them on. Hello? Hello? Okay, we're not going to waste a whole lot of time on that. We're going to put them back on mute. I wanted to send some more information to you. Anybody else that have a comment that want to push one, please push one now. Like I said, if we got family members that we want to get some information out so that you guys will know what's going on, please tell them to call in so we understand. Because like Adoni, I said, we're not doing this just because we don't have anything else better to do. We're putting conferences together because we want to educate our people. We're putting conferences together because it is important that you know what's going on. We have so many young mothers that get $800 and $900 worth of food stamps, $300 and $400 worth of food stamps, and they're feeding their children this genetically modified poison. And we need to get to you to understand. That's any time the hospitals are growing bigger than the university, something is wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. Something is wrong. Something is absolutely wrong. And
we need
right.
that hamburger because they put bacon in that hamburger.
Right. Oh,
yes,
you are so
yes,
right.
Are.
You are so right. That's what the only place you can get grass-fed cow is at Whole Foods or, you know, individual contracted organic form. But I'm here to step up and to, you know, make an attempt to try and help this and come with a solution. My family own a couple of acres in Neelaville and Papa Buck, Missouri. If anyone who's serious considering an organic farming, I will offer you the land, and you can build a little shed or a house on the land. You'll be rent-free or whatever. And, you know, I'm about it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See, look at how we're coming together. Look at how Israel is coming together. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of stuff mm-hmm. that we're talking about. These are the kind of things we got to come together with. We got to get some real live seed, some seed that hasn't been tainted, because they have genetically altered the seeds. Everything we're doing. If you have a comment, please push one. If you want to get on the line, area code 513-221, you push one. You're still on the air if you want to make a comment. But we just want to bring some information to you so you understand exactly what's going on and how serious this is, because this is really serious.
That was pretty good.
No?
I just said that.
Yeah, so go ahead, Brother Adonia, you have a comment you want to make?
No, y'all saying it all, and it sounds good, and I'm really proud of the research that y'all been doing, and you're hitting on some very, very pertinent points, some things that we definitely need to hear, you understand, and we need to put some action behind it.
Yeah.
I really like.
We do, because,
James,
you talked about us getting the seeds, because what most people don't understand is that they have had what's called a seed bank. I think it's either in Anchorage, Alaska, or in the Antarctica. It's one of those two places. And it's an underground seed bank that where they have taken every seed from every plant, every tree from over the earth and have stored these seeds over time, the original seeds. Mm-hmm. The original seeds. And they have these seeds stored away, you know. So, I mean, they knew for a long time the plans of what they were going to do and everything that they were going to implement. So that's why they started storing these seeds and keeping these things put away, you know, without the public even realizing what is transpiring. They have seeds of things that we have that don't even realize, things that are, we can't even get anymore. They have those seeds, and they have those in a seed bank and stored away. I believe it's in Antarctica or either in Anchorage, Alaska, but they do
You're
have
right.
them underground.
Yep.
So
check it out. Here we go. Here we go. Listen at this. Watch this. Here we are again. Here we go. And this is real serious. Some serious stuff jumping off here, man.
Government has facilities. They just don't have them for you and me.
Robert Cicino is the founder of Vivo, a group with some members that ascribe to the belief the world may end in 2012 in accordance with the Mayan calendar.
Besides point out what's happening in Iran, what's happening in our economy, social anarchy, economic anarchy, possibility of Yellowstone going, the recent earthquakes we've seen.
The organization hosts an elaborate compound with dozens of bedrooms, a hospital, and massive kitchen area. But five stories underground is the start of what Decenio envisions as a network of nationwide shelters near most major cities.
Walls vary from 2 to 3 feet 6, multi-levels, nuclear blast detectors, generators, extensive air conditioning, extensive electronics.
Decenio says his shelter will hold up to 200 people and withstand most global disasters, including nuclear fallout.
This is a decontamination shower after you go through the blast door.
Spaces in the bunker are likely to be in the price range of $50,000. So far, 1,000 applications have been received for a spot in the secret bunker.
Uh-oh, watch, did you hear that? Credit.
Explain everything that they were saying, Yaya, and it kind of sound, I couldn't really understand what they were saying. I know they had some secret bunkers and stuff that was going on underground, but explain to the listeners, in case those didn't hear what I didn't hear, because it sounded like it was kind of muffled or whatever. Explain what was going on there.
Well, they have a bunker that's set up for a nuclear disaster, and that so many people that come through there, it's $50,000 a seat, and it's set up for any kind of radiation blast or anything that goes on, that if you want to be a part of that, you pay to be a part of that, and you're excluded from it. He said he can hold up to 200 people in this bunker to keep them housed, so they are putting together underground bunkers for them, but that's the one I wanted to do about the seat. Now, check this out. Here we go. Listen to this.
We're going to take you on a journey to the end of the earth to show you a place that might someday save humankind. It's a bank built to last 10,000 years, but it's not money or gold that's on deposit. Currencies rise and fall with civilizations. We were there last month when the world's most important assets were made safe from climate change and nuclear war, locked deep inside the Doomsday Vault. Head toward the top of the planet over the freezing Arctic Ocean, and you'll find a collection of ice-covered islands called Svalbard, Norwegian for Cold Coast. They're due north of Europe, administered by Norway, and among the last bits of land before the North Pole. Down on the water is the northernmost town in the world, Longyearbyen, with about 2,000 people. But polar bears outnumber the people, and reindeer outnumber everything. It's an otherworldly place, a twilight zone, where sometimes the sun never rises and the moon never sets. In the dead of winter, it was the last stop in the 30-year journey of American scientist Cary Fowler.
It's a long way from the farm in Tennessee.
It's a world away.
Did you ever worry that it wouldn't get this far?
Oh, I was worrying all the time, I think. But here we are.
From the outside, it looks like a concrete wedge pounded into a mountain. Walk through the door and cross from a hostile wasteland into a safe house for humanity.
Well, I've got to say, it looks like a doomsday vault.
It probably is one. At least we think if there are any big problems on the outside, this is going to survive.
This was clearly built to last.
We built it to last as long as we could imagine. I don't know what was in the minds of the people who built the pyramids. Maybe they were building to last forever, too. But I can't think of anything that's been built in our lifetime that's been built with this kind of time horizon.
And all these pipes over our heads?
That's the refrigeration unit.
The refrigeration?
Yeah.
We're 700 miles from the North Pole,
we are.
And you're air conditioning this place?
We're going to freeze it even further.
Freeze it colder than the permafrost, so that if the earth warms and the power goes out, the vault will stay frozen for another 25 years. The treasures that the vault was built to house approached an airstrip at the base of the mountain nearby. What's in these boxes took 10,000 years to develop and 70 years to collect. Now, they were loaded for the last mile to Fowler's frozen Fort Knox.
This is the coldest place in the mountain. We wanted to take advantage of the naturally frozen temperatures down here, and we wanted absolutely the coldest spot we could find.
It is pretty cold down here.
It's cold. It's getting colder, actually. These are airlock doors. It keeps the cold air in.
Wow.
Pretty big.
So the foundation of humanity ends up here.
It's about 30 yards long. It's about 10 yards wide and 5 yards high.
Inside the boxes that came off the plane are millions of silver envelopes.
Show me what's inside.
Okay. We'll take a look at these two. They're going to be sealed in the boxes, but here's one sample.
What are they?
Well, these are chickpeas or garbanzos. This is a crop you ought to know.
Wheat?
Wheat.
Very good. So what's in all these envelopes is?
Seeds.
This is a giant vault built in the Arctic just to house seeds.
That's right. It's a seed bank.
All right, what y'all got to say about that? Hey, wait a minute, they're housing the good seed, and then they're giving us the GMO food.
Exactly. That goes to show you what is most valuable. Exactly. But a hybrid don't need real stuff. We need the real stuff. The real people need the real food. The hybrids don't. They can survive off of that stuff. We can't. I mean, they've been showing us in everything that they've been doing, as far as even from the automobiles. They give you a hybrid automobile. They're putting it all in our faces.
Yes.
All in our faces. And we just go along with it like, hey, it's all good.
Wow. Critical. I mean, that's some serious stuff. And it only goes to prove what we've been saying all along. We need to stop fighting with each other. We need to stop arguing with each other. We need to start learning how to get along, because we're going to have to learn how to survive. And this is real talk. They are preserving the good seed and feeding us the genetically modified food.
They're trying to kill us. That's what they're doing. Because they know we need the real food.
Yes, that's some serious stuff. I mean, you understand the extent when you really see this. And the name of this clip is called The Doomsday Vault. Secure your seeds in YouTube. When you really understand what's really going on, this is some serious stuff.
Very serious. Very serious. And that's why we're trying to wake you up. We're trying to wake you up to reality of what's happening. We're talking about the real. We ain't talking about the fantasy. We ain't talking about nothing. We're talking about what is really going on. Yes. We're talking about this illusion. This is an illusion. And they got our people stuck in illusion, chasing after money, chasing after cars, chasing after houses, chasing after clothes and shoes, all the stuff that don't mean crap.
No, don't.
Don't mean a thing. Absolutely nothing. When they know the real valuable things are that which they're storing and they're protecting.
That's right.
See, they take the seeds all the way to the other side of the earth, because the seeds are important. With the seeds, you get food. You can survive off of the food. You can feed yourself.
And the thing is, sister, you know, you got these caucus people saying, you know, they got the money to, you know, keep safe. But the thing is, if the Most High wanted to destroy the whole earth, he can, a vault or not. And that's what people don't understand. The earth tectonics is shifting right now. Like, the Atlantis is already re-rising again. So even other lands are, like, shifting and falling. So, you know, it's horrible how they promote this stuff, and, you know, they try to, you know, keep the elite in the ring or whatever. But the thing is, I believe they're scared because they know what's to come. So they try to hide out. It's like there's a lot of elite out in Missouri, coming out of Missouri, buying land in Branson, building these vaults. And but the thing is, I believe a lot of them are really hiding because they know that they have a lot of, they played a large role in what's happened to society and the world, and they're going to have to pay for it. Their God is Lucifer, and Lucifer wants his wants souls. So they're not even going to be able to pay up, pay Lucifer, you know, or do any other sacrifice. So the thing is, all this chaos is happening. You know, the only thing we do is meditate and, you know, fast and just take instructions of what we need to do or whatever. Like I said, I have land. If somebody want to move out to Missouri, I mean, it's boring out here. But if you're serious about farming, you ain't got to really worry about rent. You know, we can build a little house, a shack or whatever. And we can get contracted with grocery stores like Whole Foods and Schnucks. And then if we have somebody that want to be a prospect and can go to these entertainment people and really tell the rappers what's going on while you buying these Louis Vuittons and, you know, spending $600 on weed, we need to enlighten them and to be a prospect, to help the tribes and to, you know, give them the real education of what's going on, even if we got to go against the Illuminati. You know, because really half of them are Orion reptilians. But, I mean, if we can come with a solution, yeah, they're doing their things. And here's the truth. They up in Anchorage, Alaska. By the time a nuclear can hit the whole Earth in less than 5 minutes. How the hell are they going to get there?
Right.
$50,000. I can't even get to my boat.
That's right.
That's
true.
That's
right.
And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that lets you know how. Even coming with all this preparedness, they still evil and wicked. They still look to their own needs because a nuclear can destroy everything in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the thing about this too, Shana, is one good thing about you being in St. Louis, we got a whole Hebrew base in St. Louis that you guys could get together and start farming just to feed each other and start a co-op where everybody can grow enough food to feed each other, because if the way everything is already set up, the grocery stores ain't going to let you put your food in there because they've contracted with the GMO companies to sell their food. But we have enough Hebrew Israelites in Missouri, in St. Louis, Missouri, or Missouri, whatever, that can really come together and start growing your own food. We don't have to ship nothing nowhere. That's the whole purpose for us coming together as a nation and doing what we need to do to start putting this stuff together so we can start surviving, because everybody's going to be sick if we continue to keep eating this stuff that's not necessary. Again, we have a lot of people on this line. If you want to make a comment, push 1. I see 404 again. I don't know if that's Adonia, but we lost him. But if it is, please push number 1 so we can get you back on the line. And I want to play another clip about the genetically modified food. Here we go.
Dollars over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows the society a chance to take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
There's been a lot of scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines. There's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example? What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this saying that he thought there was a connection, and there was lower vaccination rates as a result for a period of time in Britain than the United States. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wakefield has been shown use absolutely fraudulent data. He had a financial interest in some lawsuits. He created a fake paper. The journal allowed it to run. All the other studies were done, showed no connection whatsoever again and again and again. And so it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so, you know, the people who go and engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. It's a very sad thing, because these vaccines are important.
Developing the vaccines, the scientific research that goes into that, obviously one thing, and then distributing things even after they've been created. Someone said to me once that even if the cure for HIV/AIDS came in the form of a clean glass of water, we still wouldn't get rid of AIDS in the world because of actually distributing some of these things. How do you address a challenge like that, no matter the money?
Well, there are fantastic ways of getting vaccines out. That's a system that's been built up over the years. In the case of smallpox, they used a vaccine and they eradicated the disease all the way back in 1979. We cover about 75% of the world's children with the vaccine. All you're doing is gathering women for the villages, getting them the vaccine and asking them to go around and find the children. And then you pay other people who are independent to come in, look at the children, survey, see what the coverage rate is. You also have clear indicators. Measles will always show you if somebody's not doing a good job on vaccinations, kids will start dying of measles. And so we know when we spend money that the group we've asked to go do that vaccination, they've delivered.
You've talked about smallpox sort of being a little bit of a model in terms of proof of principle that it can be done. D.A. Henderson, Donald Henderson, who was with the World Health Organization at the time this was done, and said, look, when you talk about polio, is this more of a movement rather than a public health initiative using objective evidence? And I think what he was saying is that should this be more about annual immunizations rather than sort of trying to find this moment in time?
Uh-oh, now they're talking about immunizations. They're sticking our kids with stuff. What do you guys got to say about that?
Oh, yeah, Ina. This is so interesting that you played that clip because just yesterday I was reading something yesterday evening. It's this little paper that I get from one of the stores here where I live at. It's called the African Star News Magazine. And what is so interesting is that it has an article in here. It's talking about in Somalia how some parents say no to the polio vaccine. Let me read to you why they say no to the polio vaccine. In Mogadishu, Somalia, Islamic extremist rebels are fighting a campaign in Somalia to administer a polio vaccine, charging that it contains the virus that causes AIDS or could make children sterile, a bottle of words that is frustrating health workers. Al-Shabaab, the rebels linked to, they say, to Al-Qaeda, have discouraged many parents from getting their children inoculated against polio, a disease that is a problem in the Horn of Africa, nation long plagued by armed conflict and disease, according to health workers who state to the Associated Press. The Al-Shabaab extremists have been pushed out of virtually all of Somalia's cities and face continued military pressure from African Union and government troops. Health workers are gaining access to more children to give the life-saving polio vaccine. But some mothers and fathers are refusing the inoculation, apparently heeding the advice of the Islamic militants who warn that the vaccination exercise is part of a foreign conspiracy to kill or weaken Somali children. They believe that the vaccine is going to kill them and it carries the AIDS virus. And you know what? To be honest with you, I believe them. I believe them because we know that through a lot of the vaccinations, what they have done, they put all types of things in vaccines, like pork is in vaccines. They have also, I remember studying a little bit about the vaccines, how also they have like rat poison in vaccines. All kind of stuff is in vaccine. Arsenic is in vaccine. And most of our people don't even understand what is being administered to you when you take these vaccines. I mean, they're dangerous.
Wow, that is serious business. And you know what? A lot of people be like, well, I'm leaving the country. Well, I'm not going to be here no more. Well, I'm going to go to another country. It doesn't matter. Because it don't matter where you go, they have this game already covered. That's why we have to come together as a nation. That's why we have to come together as a people. That's why it is imperative as we begin to bring you together that you understand what is going on. Now listen at this one.
Immigrants often have to meet acceptance criteria, but in Israel, it's been revealed some women have been forcibly medicated so that they don't become pregnant. What's more, many of the Ethiopian migrants who are of Jewish descent were being given the contraceptive without their knowledge. despite the drug's hazardous side effects. Archie's Paula Sleer has the story.
When I first arrived at the Rwanda transit camp, I got pregnant and I gave birth. They told me, if you don't take the shot, we won't give you a ticket. So I took the shot, but I didn't know that it would prevent pregnancy. I didn't know.
But more and more Israeli women were becoming suspicious, like Rahele Mangoli, who runs a youth center in an Ethiopian neighborhood. In 4 years, only one child was born here, an alarming statistic in a community where family wealth is counted by the number of children, and where national figures show that the birth rate among Ethiopian women in Israel has dropped by 50%.
I believe a few of the organizations who were responsible for bringing Ethiopian immigrants to Israel decided to administer a contraceptive to them. We don't know who gave the instructions, but we do know from what we were told that this treatment began in Ethiopia.
As it continued in Israel, where every 3 months, immigrant Ethiopian women received a shot of the controversial Depo-Provera contraceptive drug.
We said we wouldn't take the shot. They said, then you can't immigrate. You won't get assistance or medical care. If so, we wouldn't be able to leave. We were scared. We didn't know how things worked in a different country.
Although legal, the American Food and Drug Administration has warned that the side effects of this drug could be irreversible.
You must understand this was not normal contraception. We are talking about contraception that has significant medical and mental effects.
All right, y'all, what do you got to say about that? Now, here we have the Ethiopian Jews who have migrated to, they migrated to Israel, and they forced them to take a birth control method so that they wouldn't be able to produce and have any children. These are the things that are going on right now, and they didn't even know they were doing it. And this is some serious stuff going on here, man. We don't really realize how serious this is. Matter of fact, we got somebody, area code 513. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Shalom. How are you, everybody?
Shalom.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Praise Mariah. This is Sister Ushabu, and I'm from Cincinnati. And I'm listening, and I'm hearing, and I'm discerning, and I'm asking God, you know, what does he want us to do? Because at the bottom line, when everything is said and done, he's the one that put us in here in the first place. He did this because there's a lesson that we all have to learn from this so that this history won't keep repeating. Me, myself, I'm tired of being a slave. So that means that I need to line myself up with whatever the will of the Most High is for me and my family, so when it's all said and done and everybody else who has been appointed to do what they do and for everything to happen the way that it's happening, when our children and our children's children are going to sit together looking at each other like, oh, wow, you made it. Hallelujah. You made it. I just experienced this and I just experienced that. And to see him here with me is amazing. It's totally amazing. Praise the Holy One of Israel that you made it. And that's where we need to be at. You know, we need to be instilling in our children, look, this is the real deal here. Now, if they want to still be a part of the Most High, hallelujah, take heed and learn and listen. Because it's no game, it's no joke, and it's the for real thing.
That's right.
For real. So if we've ever been, you know, humble or in alignment with the Most High, then if this is something that we could be concerned about. But it's not really nothing that we have to worry about, because they are the ones who are taking all of these people paying for these underground pieces of whatever utopia they call it, just to be food for these Europeans. Just to be food. So those of us who are remaining and will become the remnant that the Almighty has ordained to be, praise the Most High.
Hallelujah. Okay, anybody else want to comment, please push one. So what do you guys have to say about Israel? I mean, when you look at it worldwide, this thing is happening worldwide. wise to the point where we have to pay attention. We do have to watch and understand what's happening to the food. We do have to do certain things. So what do you guys say about that?
I say, what I have to say is we do see it's worldwide. Like you said, it's happening over the over all of the earth because their mindset is to continue to have control of the earth like they have. But their time is up. Their time is actually up, and that's why they are speeding up trying to complete and do all the things that they have been trying to do, the last little bit of things that they can do because they know that their time is up.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that they're going to be destroyed. Point blank. Point blank. They're going to be destroyed, but at the same time, we as a people need to come together. You know, the energy of the Almighty is going through the earth, but his energy is in us. His energy is in you. His energy is in those that are like-minded that have the spirit of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come together and we rise together, that energy is powerful, and that's what they don't want.
Right.
The more we populate the seed of the Holy One, the more powerful we are. That's why they're giving our people Depo-Provera, trying to keep the women from populating that seed, getting that seed in the earth. That's why they're trying to vaccinate the children over in Africa and trying to kill them, giving them AIDS and stuff like that, because we are the people from the dirt. We're the real people.
Right.
These people came out of caves. These people came out of animals. These people are the seed of the wicked one. And we are the ones that are able to call on the Most High, and that energy, the power of the Most High, will hear us and will deliver us. The Almighty Creator. But that's not going to happen until we get a clue and come together and we put down all of this religion, because we're carrying the spirit of religion.
Right.
Hebrew Israelite religion.
Right.
Period.
Right. Yes, teach. That is so true. And that's why I'm very skeptical. I'm very skeptical, whatever the word is. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm eating.
Yes.
Of who I share and worship with, because everyone's not on that dimension.
You Shana, you can't eat. You on the air. Shana, you on the air, sweetheart. You can't be chewing.
I had a laugh at Taffy. I'm sorry. I hope I don't turn into a frog later, but. We have to come together, and they talk about the awakening. Hell, they don't even want to read the black code. Like, there's different. They got laws of black code, the original black code, and the black code of 1704 tells you that religion was enforced through law and lynching.
Yes.
And they want to talk about religion, and they still giving Esau the credit. They don't even know, so they're not even awakening fully. So.
No.
That is right. That is right. The majority of the Hebrew Israelites, you know, they're very combative about, you know, what verse says this and what day. How can we know a day? We still going off of the Gregorian calendar. God didn't go off of the Gregorian calendar. So it's crazy, you know.
And you know what? This is the thing. We all have a different opinion when it comes to the words, the calendars, the ceremony laws, all of those things. But this is the part we're trying to get everybody to see. You know what? The way you tear down a people is you keep them divided. And as long as we stay divided and worry about my little family over here and my little family over here, and people say it's only going to be a few, it's only going to be a remnant. Well, guess what? That remnant that they talk about is a third of a billion people. So that's a whole lot of people. We have to come together. There's no other way you're going to be able to survive, because we have to come together. And again, I want to make this announcement. We are still taking tickets for the 2013 annual State of the Nation Address. We want you to go to the website. It's www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com. And we want you to register, because all of this stuff is going to be dealt with at the conference. how to put together an emergency prepare kit, what we need to do in terms of communication if the cell phones go down. You need to know how to get in touch with your children if they all of a sudden shut the grid down and you can't communicate with anybody. Do you have an emergency plan put together for you, your family, and your children? In most cases, people do not have it. They don't. Stop spending money on the designer purses and designer clothes and buy some gas masks.
Exactly.
Seriously, these are the things we need to start doing as a nation so that we can be prepared for what's coming. Because to sit back and say, well, is y'all going to help us get out of this? He put us here. He gave us common sense, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm so glad that you brought up the gas mask. And, Shana, you had mentioned something about radiation earlier, something I learned about a year ago. And I kind of researched this out, but somebody had dropped this information on me, and I was like, I'm going to study that out, and then I'm going to see what it's about. I was told, and a person told me, Kavai, you need to go and start taking what's called potassium iodide. Start taking those drops, because potassium iodide is something that the military, now listen to this. The military have potassium iodide packs that they keep with them when they are at war. And they take these every day when they're out, when we're in battle or while war is going on, in case there's some type of radiation that is released or radioactive energy that is released. And what they do with that potassium iodide, what it does, it literally protects your body from radiation poison. Literally. Now, the government knows this, and they do this for the military, to protect the military from radiation poison. So what I studied up on it, and I started taking me 3 drops every single day. Potassium iodide to protect from radiation poison. Number one, we got radiation with these doggone microwaves. I don't use a microwave. I stay away from microwaves. If somebody using a microwave, I will step out the room. The cell phones have radiation that gives off radiation. I mean, it's so much that they're doing to try to kill us, and we don't even know how to protect ourselves. But yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is crucial. This is crucial.
That's right. And then you wonder, like I said, how many people that are on this line right now, and we have quite a few people on the line, how many people have an emergency prepared kit prepared for you and your family? How many people have an emergency plan set up for you and your family in the event of any emergency? Say all of a sudden the electricity goes off and nobody's able to get in touch with anyone. Say something happens and there's a catastrophe and you have children all over your city. Do you have a way to get to each other without cell phones? Because these are the things that we should be doing anyway. And you know what? You get so tired of people talking about, well, y'all put us here, and y'all going to have to get us out. No, y'all gave us common sense to prepare ourselves for the things that are to come. Those are the reasons why we're having the conference and the things we're doing at the conference, to bring some awareness so you can be prepared. Guess what? Just because y'all put us here don't mean I have to eat genetically modified food.
Right. That's right.
We can put forth an effort to try to find some seeds that aren't contaminated and some seeds that are available for us to do what we need to do. We can do those things.
Yes, we can. And you know, Sister and Kavai, I'm glad you brought up about the potassium, because I've been studying it. And for the people that can't afford potassium drops, eat 2 bananas a day. That will give you enough potassium iodine. If you have any type of disease, bacteria, get you some turmeric tincture. Get you some manuka honey. Manuka honey will kill AIDS. They don't tell you this. It will kill AIDS, staphylococci, any. Bacteria, it will kill. You want to have those. You want to have garlic, turmeric, bananas, what's what else? Oh, it's so important. Ashwagandha to build your cell tissues, and cilantro. Cilantro, we remove any type of vaccination poison and radiation and mercury from your body. Cilantro.
Shoot, I love cilantro.
Yes, if you get the cilantro oil, which is more expensive, it's hard to find, that will help too. You need the therapeutic essential cilantro oil, and it's very rare to find. You have to order it online.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, shoot, I'm patched in. I didn't even know. That's really, because I've been eating cilantro all my, like, practically, basically all my life. So that's actually something, and I love bananas, so yeah, hey.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the vaccination of a state, my child, she don't have no vaccination. Any
Praise
of them.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, I gave birth to her at home and had to go to the hospital for her father to see her because of my family. However, you know, when they said, oh, you need any vaccine? No, I don't need no vaccine.
Right, right. And there's a way that you can make homemade gas masks. You're going to need a 2-liter bottle. It's a YouTube video that you can make at home gas masks from 2-liter bottles. For temporary, if you can't afford a gas mask, but they have them on eBay as well. They start around $70. Some you may find cheaper.
Ow. Oh yeah, I've actually seen like doomsday preppers or something like that.
Right.
And actually, Paul went down with on how to make a homemade mask, gas mask.
Right.
Good, and you know you use 2 or 3 regular masks that you that you buy from the store, and then you have like charcoal in between them, and can make it like that.
Right.
And then you can also clean your water to either some type of tent that you do.
Right.
Water, or you can transform the water in so many ways. You can. You really can.
You really can.
The thing is that people these days, it's just they just either don't know or just don't care to know what's going to transpire. And you know, for the people that, you know, for us, that we know what we need to do, it's just implementing that it needs to be implemented. You know, we study all that stuff. As long as we implement it, then the studying is not in vain. So,
that's right.
So, that's what, you know, what I would like to, you know, say on that part. And the vaccinations, y'all don't have to worry about it, because that's all true. It's like I'm in the medical field, so I wouldn't want to be vaccinated at all.
Mm-hmm.
They put the dead and the live virus in there, in the vaccination, so then your body can go and, you know, build up immunity against it. But it's still deadly to you. And the thing is, it's just how they're making it seem to be, oh, the safest route, but you see all of these children passing or dying, all of these people not being able to birth anybody. But in retrospect of it, the people that are formulating all of these vaccines, their children are dying out more so than us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you you know, you think about that, that makes you smile because it's like it doesn't matter. Because it's more Caucasian women, more Caucasian children with autism, more deaths than births. You know, and the Caucasian men are trying to see, okay, I need to get with some black women so we can stay, you know, stay in the fold because we're dying off and it's not stopping and it's not slowing down because they know their time is up.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true. Again, let me make an announcement real quick. We got quite a few people on the line. If you got a comment, we want to press 1, please press 1. We have 14 minutes before we're going into overtime. If you have anybody that you want to come online, please tell them to call in. The phone number is 718-664-9551. 718-664-9551. Don't forget the annual State of the Nation Address, September the 1st, 2013. The website is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com.
Jaina? Shalom, Jaina? I think we lost Jaina for a minute. If you all can hear me out there on the air, this is serious business that we are facing, and we have to wake up to the reality of what's going on around us. And Jaina and I are just trying to wake everybody up. Are you still there, Shayna? Are you still there, Zawubi? Just bear with us for a minute. It looks like we're having technical difficulties.
Hello, everybody. They dropped my call. I just hold on for a minute. They actually dropped my call. It's never happened before, but I'm here right now, and I'm online. Kavah, go ahead and take it. We got a couple people whose number dropped off. I think Kavah's number dropped off. But go ahead. We're on the air. So, I mean, we just want to reiterate that. Kavah, for some reason, they dropped my call.
They dropped mine, too, and I think they dropped Shayna's and Zawubi's, too, because, you know, we already know that they are going to do what they do. You know, I'm even having feedback while I'm on the line with you. So, you know, we know they're listening to our calls. We know they do whatever they do. But guess what? You can do whatever you want to do, but you're still not going to stop the agenda. You're still not going to stop what's transpiring in the earth. I'm letting you know. Record whatever you want to record.
Right.
Give, you know, I don't care because you're still going to be destroyed.
Oh, no.
You cannot stop the energy of the Almighty, and you're going to be destroyed. Your seed is going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't stop it.
I'm not afraid
to tell you that because I understand that there is some things in life that you have to be willing to die for.
Amen.
And guess what? I will stand in the place.
Hallelujah.
For the Almighty Creator. And stand my ground, stand my square. Because you only can kill somebody one time.
Right.
That's it. You can't
Hallelujah.
Stop what Yah is doing. And you're not going to stop.
Okay. All right. We had a minor glitch in the system. If you have a comment or you want to say something, please push 1. We got about 11 minutes, and we'll be going into overtime. If you guys want to continue to talk, because this is a show about education. We need to start educating ourselves. The government has already said they cannot feed us. They are genetically modifying the food. They are genetically modifying human beings. They are talking. They're preserving good seeds, and they're feeding us the modified foods and the animals that have been modified. They are creating human, animal chimeras, all kind of stuff is going on, and we have to educate our people so that we can line ourselves up according to the word of God and come together as a nation so we can survive together as a nation. We're not talking about going back to Jerusalem. We're not talking about going to live in another country. We're not talking about any of that stuff. We know we're in captivity, but we're stronger in numbers together. Again, if you have a comment, please push 1 and we'll get you on the line. But ladies, go ahead. We can continue to talk.
Shalom, shalom. I wanted to say to all the brothers and sisters that's not aware of affidavits that you can get notarized to exempt, to declare your exemption from being vaccinated. You can go to www.irs.gov or government website and print out your exemption of vaccination declaration. You can print it out and get it notarized at a library, a courthouse, a bank, or official notary.
That's right.
And then why do you have to go to the IRS to get a notary so you don't get vaccinated?
No, it's the website. I know. It's wrong, sister. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, we have to have wisdom. You know what I mean? We got to work through wisdom. Even though the paperwork wrong, just to give me a free tag until the Most High come in his mothership, I'm going to do what I have to do, you know. But I just want all my sisters out there, you know, they go to the doctor and they say, well, it's the law. You have to get vaccinated. Show them that paper. That paper will save you. And even though that paper stands on earth, you know, our heart stands with God. God know what we trying to do. He know we out here, we still slaves. We living upon the jurisdiction of Roman Greece still. But do what you got to do. You know, this vaccination stuff is real because they put nano chips in vaccinations too. And they're the size of sand particles. You won't even see them.
Yes. That's right. And even you have to be careful because I even remember watching something one time and this tripped me out about even going to the dentist. They are secretly putting stuff in people, chips and stuff in your gums. And your teeth and everything, and you don't even know that they're doing it.
You are so right,
Kavah.
Yes, you are so right. I had a tooth came out 5 years ago, Kavah. It was I had a root canal and they gave me a cap. When that tooth came out, it had a metal, like two metal hooks, and I saved the tooth for so many years just so I can show people. But yeah, it's real, and I'm a living witness of mercury. Mercury has gave me learning disabilities. I will forget
a lot of things.
I had over 8 mercury fillings, you know, and I asked God to take them out. And some of them are cracking out, but this stuff is real. They trying to make us slow and, you know, incompetent and less cognitive. You know, we have to really be aware every second, every minute. Exfoliate your skin. There can be chips on your skin. You want to exfoliate daily or twice a week. And just keep folic and potassium in your system.
Yes. And for those of you who want to know about the potassium drops, you can ask the potassium iodide drops. You can actually go to the health food store, Whole Foods. It's a little bottle. It doesn't cost that much, maybe about $6 or $7. And you start off, you put 3 small drops in 8 ounces of, you want to have filtered water, preferably alkaline water, 3 small drops a day, and you drink that. And you will also feel energized. You will also, it'll help you with, some people have a lot of what's called cherry molds that grow on their skin. When you begin to take the potassium iodide, it'll actually start reversing them, making them small. I'm a witness to that because I have cherry molds that would grow on my face. And when I start taking the potassium iodide, I notice how they start disappearing. And it also will help you with to stop you from graying. It will help your skin. I mean, it does a lot if you are missing potassium iodide in your system. So it's important. And it protects you from radiation.
Again, I'd like to say, too, that we're running up on, we got 6 minutes left. We got a lot of people on the line. If you want people to call in, please have them call in now. We want to give you a list of things that you should have in your emergency prepared kit. We're going to read off some of those things that you need to have that you should have anyway as a family. You should have it, an emergency prepare plan where you learn how, where you'll have a system on how to communicate. If the grid goes down and you're able to talk to each other, you know, we need to get all of those things in place. So these, this is what this particular episode is about. And we want to make sure that we relay this information to you. Again, if you have a comment or a question, please push one. Go ahead, you guys. I'm getting this stuff together for them. Go ahead, Shayna.
Oh, okay. As I say, you know, we have to go back to the Garden of Eve. Eat organic. Half the stuff that you can grow from the earth can heal you from damn near every strand of bacteria. Like I said, take garlic. Not only does it heal you, but it keeps demons away. So you got a problem at work, keep two garlic cloves in your bra strap or your pocket. It does work. I'm serious. We have power too.
What
the hell with these reptilians? We got avatars, holy avatars. I got a sister that can set a fire over in India. I'm telling you, we need to put our forces together and fight back, because God ain't no punk. We can fight them. You understand? We got magnetic, transparent, invisible power that they would never understand. So, I mean, it's real. So let's put our forces together, get our medicinal kit, you know, stay aware constantly, you know, and flush the body out daily. That's all, sister. Hallelujah.
Right. I mean, Shana is right. About that garlic, I mean, I have garlic, and I would keep some garlic with me.
Yeah.
And one day I had some garlic, and somebody told me that they were getting sick. And I was like, what?
See?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
And I'm
it's
like,
real.
Okay, it's real. It is absolutely
right.
Real.
Because
the frequencies in these foods, is very, very powerful. That it will keep away evil spirits. Like,
yep.
One thing is oil, frankincense oil. I keep,
yep,
frankincense oil. That is my oil that I wear. That is my signature oil. That's all,
yep,
I wear is frankincense oil. I don't wear nothing else but frankincense. And
right.
I remember one day I had, sometimes when you wear it, you're not aware that, because I'm used to it, so I don't smell it. But everybody else,
right,
would smell it. Those that smell it and have a bad spirit, you would know it right away, because they'll,
right,
go, ooh, that's cool. But
yeah.
I mean, and it would bother them. I remember one person came up to me, and I literally just looked at them and saw that their nostrils were flaring. They had a problem with my frankincense oil. And I'm looking at them like, well, I'm not going to stop wearing frankincense. This is what I wear. I wear,
right,
it. This is a protection for me, and it works.
Right.
I burn,
yes,
frankincense stones. I burn the frankincense and the myrrh stones, my prayer time, meditation time, and I wear the frankincense oil everywhere.
Hallelujah.
I go, I'm frankincense down. And guess,
yes,
what? And I know that I have a powerful force around,
yes,
me.
Yes, that
force.
Armor. That armor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I know it.
Right. Right, and
okay,
we all need to start gearing up, because we got some powers. We just got to tap into it. So, you know, that's all.
All right, and listen, we're going to do the emergency prepared kit. Of course, you can go online, but for those who don't have the internet, we got a basic prepared kit. You should have 1 gallon of water per person per day for each person in your house. Food, we need to,
yes,
have non-perishable food to put aside. You got to have flashlights. Batteries, extra batteries, one of those old-fashioned radios will do. First aid kit, you should have medication, any kind of tools. And for women, we need to have sanitary items and personal hygiene items. We need to have family emergency contact information. And this is the biggest thing. Because we're so technical, people don't walk around with cash anymore. You should be able to put your hands on cash money.
Yes.
We should have emergency blankets. We should have maps. We should have a baby supply, a two-way radio. If the cell phones go down, we're going to have to be able to communicate some kind of way.
Yes.
We need to get,
yes,
some two-way radio.
And you can get them on eBay for $40. You can get a weather radio, too, a solo radio.
That's why, and get a manual can opener, because we're so technical now that we don't have,
yes,
to need extra car keys. Fauci, we need whistles, we need surgical masks, we need matches, we need rain gear, we need work gloves, we need extra clothing, plastic sheeting, duct tape, scissors, bleach, and blankets and sleeping bags. We need all of these things. That's just the basic stuff you should have set aside on the kit in the event that something happens. And then you got to make a plan. Every family should have a plan on how long are you going to meet at a certain destination. And if so, how long is it going to take for you to get there? You need to practice those things.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yes, and if y'all all need an emergency place to meet, you can contact Kavar. I got, you know, emergency place in the Midwest.
Hallelujah. See, look at that. There you go. There you go. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Israel is coming together now.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about. We got to have a plan. That's all we say.
That's right.
We can't get stuck out there without a plan.
Right.
That's absolutely right. You know? Yep. Absolutely
right.
This is prolific. This is needed. This is all and popping. And I mean, they're moving so fast. Really, and let's talk about, most people don't even understand. I'm just going to throw this in, Yaina, because we're talking about how they're moving so quickly because, first of all, as we are in transition to this new dimension that we're moving into, self-being is literally sped up. I mean, literally sped up. I mean, people are thinking about things, and things are transpiring. People are thinking about other people, and the people picking up the phone and calling them, and I'm like, I just thought about you 5 minutes ago. You know, being able to tap into the telepathic way of thinking and communicate to one another that they have tried to shut down, you know, trying to, with all of these magnetic, electrical,
EMP.
All of that. Yes. All of that. So it's so important that we understand what's happening. On June 23rd, there's supposed to be, there is a double solar eclipse that is getting ready to take place. And this is so significant because they talked about how the energy that is going to be given off at this time is going to be so powerful that those who are not conscious or spiritually in tune are going to miss it. So those of us who are conscious or our consciousness is rising are going to be doing things like fasting the whole week. Because whether you believe it or not, because religion have taken us away from all of our people, that we are connected to the earth. We are connected to the cosmos.
Yes.
We are connected to the universe. No matter how you try to get away from it, you will never get away from it because we are connected.
Yes,
so,
we are.
Exactly. So
we got nitrogen, carbohydrates, just like the stars, and hydrogen.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So we are connected to the universe. Say it again, Shana, say it again.
We are the same makeup as stardust. We have nitrogen, hydrogen, and carbon in our body, the same as the atmosphere. That is prolific. Baby, we have always came from the mothership. They took that from us. And if all we did, like we know these Tupac and Lil Wayne songs, if all we did was pick up the damn laws that the Romans wrote and read, it is evident that they are still continuing to enforcing bondage. They know we don't read. That's why they put it in writing. It's time for us to read, my people. Read. Read, get educated. Don't let them educate you. Educate yourself. We've always been genius. Always.
Yes. Now check this out. Here we go. Now this is emergency. Check it out.
Hey, give me a few minutes just to talk to all of you in our NASA family about emergency preparedness. NASA recently participated in a FEMA exercise called Eagle Horizon that was a part of a continuity of operations and government exercise that we do annually. And I became aware of some things that concerned me about our family preparedness, and I wanted to talk to you very briefly. You know, we in NASA, we're an incredibly unique organization. We're the only agency in the federal government It's responsible for the safety and well-being of people, not only here on Earth, but off this planet. So my experience in the astronaut office, my experience as an active duty Marine, always talk about the importance of family preparedness and to make sure that we had a viable family support program. And I have concerns that ours right now is not as good as it ought to be. So what I'm asking all of you in the NASA family, whether you're out on the West Coast, here on the East Coast, along the Gulf Coast, up on the Great Lakes, think about the natural disasters that could occur in your area. Think about attacks that could come like 9/11 from outside forces, and talk to your family about your work and what they need to do to prepare for the unforeseen. Develop a family preparedness plan in your house. Have an emergency supply kit available. Most people who live along the Gulf Coast always have an emergency kit for hurricanes. I'm not sure whether people out on the West Coast think about earthquakes and the like, but have an emergency supply kit at your home. Think about a family communications plan. Where are we going to meet if an emergency occurs and we're all over town? What are we going to do? Are we going to call each other on the cell phone? Just think about those things. If you have pets, think about a pet preparedness plan. How are you going to make sure that they're taken care of when you're spread all over the place? And then if you have family members who have special needs preparedness. The most important asset for us to successfully complete our mission is that our people, our families mainly, are taken care of so that we can come to work and feel good that if an emergency arises, our families are going to be taken care of. So I would ask you again, sit with your families, think about what you would do in an emergency situation. I hope that you'll embrace and support the Family Preparedness Program as we all get better prepared to deal with these emergencies. Know your stuff. You know what it is that you're going to do. Know what it is that you want your family to do if an emergency arises. But most of all, be prepared.
All right, y'all. You got it straight from the government. Be prepared. That's what we have to do. We got to start.
And you hear how he said, they are also in control of the aliens that come into here.
Yeah.
So they already telling you.
Mm-hmm.
They are real. Believe it or not,
they are
real. And what's so funny, what the funny part about it is that even in the scriptures, it talks about the spaceships. People don't even understand that it talks about spaceships in the scriptures.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much in the scriptures that is coded. It's so much in the scriptures that is in your face that you don't even realize that it's in your face. Because they have given you nothing but religion. They have given you a slave master's religion. Religion was invented by man. The Creator never gave us religion. He gave us a way of life.
Yes. Hallelujah. And if you don't believe that, you can look up the Black Code and the Black Code of 1704. There's two Black Codes. And the first Black Code tells you that you are forced to worship Roman Greek religion. If you didn't, you would die. That law, that piece of paper, is still in existence today. You can look it up. Black Code and Black Code 1704. And in France, they call it the Black Negro New York or something like that. Black New York. So it is real. I just wanted to confirm that because some people, you know, say, oh, I don't trust the Bible. Well, look it up in writing, too. They wrote it.
And it's a beautiful thing because you know why? Because this is what it is. It just gives us a platform and an opportunity to be able to come before you, to be able to inform you, to be able to enlighten you, to be able to hear what you have to say. Again, if you have a comment, because we still got quite a few people on this line, please push one so that you can get it. We got somebody that just pushed one. We're going to let them come on right now. Eric Code 513, go ahead. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Hallelujah, sir.
I just wanted to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that. Look at that. We thank you, too. You know, it's a beautiful thing when people say thank you because we waking people up, and it's time to start waking up. It's time to start waking up. We need to start waking up because we got to do something. We can't just sit back and say, well, we're just going to wait on y'all to do it, because you will starve to death. I mean, when you think about it, it's getting ready to be an economic collapse in this country. The dollar is not worth anything.
Yes, it is not. She is right. I just went to India. The dollar used to be 3.5. The dollar went down like 2. It's like only 2 now. It's going down. And Egypt, baby, they're not even exchanging the U.S. dollar. They don't even want to see it. So if you got money, U.S. dollar, and you're trying to get exchange, you forget about it. And if you are trying to exchange it, they're going to tax you an extra for the exchange of the U.S. dollar because it's not worth it.
Right.
No, it's not working. It's not working.
That's real.
We've got to be able that they're not going to have any more federal aid for natural disasters.
Yep.
We got to do something to put a plan together. We got to start.
Yeah.
You know what I found out? That I used to do foster care. And what I found out is this. Most people who have children don't even do fire drills in their houses. How many of you all actually do fire drills so you can let your children know in the event of a fire, this is how we get out. This is where we're going to meet. Everybody meets outside behind this tree. And if it's upstairs, we're going to get out of this window. If it's downstairs, we're going to get out of this exit. These are the things we have to start paying attention to. These are safety things and survival things that we have to start paying attention to.
Yes.
We have to start doing that.
Yeah, but no, we too busy watching BET. We too busy watching everybody get their grind on. We too busy going out to the. I'm just real with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. I work downtown Atlanta. And I work in hospitality. I work at one of the hotels down there, and I work at the front desk checking people in. So I get to meet people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing because I get to meet these different people, and I enjoy talking with them, conversing with them about their countries and whatever. But this past weekend, there was some big old thing downtown Atlanta, where they had something called the birthday bash. Now, I have seen all these reservations under something called a birthday bash. In my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, people coming, you know, to they are reserving a room. Somebody's going to have a birthday party here at the hotel or whatever. This is what I'm thinking.
Right.
I don't watch TV. I don't
pay attention about it, too. Yeah.
Oh, honey, let me tell you. Some of the people, some of our people that I see that had checked in and that came to these events, you know, they don't have a clue what's going on.
Right.
They so busy caught up in doing what they're doing, wearing their high-end stilettos and looking crazy, that they don't even take time to even realize what is transpiring. I mean, it's so much transpiring around us, but that is what's called an amusement. They use amusement to keep our minds occupied. Concerts is an amusement. Sports is an amusement. All this crap on TV, amusement parks, all these places keep your mind in la-la land so you don't even know what's going on.
And we got to get them. You know what I'm saying? The Most High going to send that soldier to go and reach out to them, too. Because we're going to need, you know, sponsorship. You know, and we got Hebrew Israelites that are trying to reach them. And they're like, you know what? You're right. You know, so they just need someone like us, you sister, Yaina, Kavah, Zabubi, whoever else is on the line listening. All of y'all have a daily duty to teach and get somebody and just tell them, you know, this is going down. And you ain't got to scare them off like these, you know, some of the Israelites are hardcore. But just tell them, hey, and show them evidence. And they'll be like, oh, my God. You know, and then you don't know. They may ready to write you a check to buy 30 cows. You know what I'm saying? Or do whatever they got to do. So Most High can't do nothing without Satan, period. So even though Satan out here trying to destroy, at the end of the day, you're right. Yeah, go ahead, sister. I'm sorry for interruption, but
no.
Tell me about the party.
I just want to say this too, because of the food shortage. I urge everybody to get a barbecue grill, get a cheap barbecue grill, so that you can cook outside in the event that something happens and the electricity goes down.
You know, you can boil food on a barbecue grill because it's fire and it's boiling water. These are the things that we have to start paying attention to because they're simple things that we take for granted. But if you don't have it, then you're really out of luck. And when you got to feed babies, babies don't care nothing about the fact that they're hungry. And we got to be able to do that. So, again, if anybody has a comment, if you want to push one, go ahead. Kavai, go ahead and finish your story. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, you know, that's what they do to keep our people under a hypnotic state. They use music.
Yes.
They use
they
all
do.
These things. And you're right. We do need to infiltrate those places so
you
that we
right.
can get the message to our people. But believe it or not, I'm going to say this, believe it or not, most of them started where we are right now.
Right.
They know
mm-hmm.
who they are. They
right.
know they
right.
know the
hallelujah.
And
that's
a lot
right.
of them have, and a lot of them, I believe, are going to turn back and wake back up. But some of them are lost. Real talk, some of them are just sold completely out.
Yes.
And if they try to get out, they're going to lose their life. You
right.
understand? So some
right.
of them would rather stay in than to come out. But can we go and get the ones that they are drawing to them? Yes, we can. We can go and we can tell them, wake up.
Yes.
You're being hypnotized. Wake up.
Right.
Don't you see that this is nothing but, what do you call it, a Pied Piper. He's blowing he's blowing the clarinet to get
supporting
you to come.
White designers.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. So we can talk to them, and the young people, it's that generation, the next generation, that who we need to get. They're trying to wipe out that generation, all of us, but that generation, they're definitely trying to get rid of because they're the next generation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That is right. So it is very important that we get this thing going, and like I said, we're here to educate you. We're not here to point any fingers. We're here to educate Israel because we have to make sure that we're all right at the end of the day and we're stronger in numbers. And, you know, like I said, if it's a family group, get together as a family group. Do fire drills. Do emergency preparedness plans. You know, practice. Run drills. You know, buy walkie-talkies, shortwave radios. You got walkie-talkies that'll go 200-300 miles. They'll operate. Go back to the old way of communicating because they shut the grid down one day here in Ohio and nobody could talk on their phone for a certain amount of time. Don't depend on these cell phones because they may not work.
Yeah.
You better believe they're going to shut them down. That's the drill. That was a drill. There was something. This happened a few years back. I want to say maybe 2 years ago. Where they had a blackout. It was a test run in New York. It was another drill, and it's on YouTube. And they actually had showed it on the news, but you can possibly pull it up on YouTube, where they had a complete blackout in one section of New York where all the electricity, everything was shut down. And the people were looking crazy. People
I remember that.
You remember that, Shayna?
Yeah,
I mean,
I remember that.
They were looking straight crazy, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. What just happened?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And they didn't know what to do because guess what? There was no electricity. It was out for a while too, and it was hot. It was on a hot day. People were thirsty. It was ridiculous. So they've been doing these little drills all along. Just to do an analysis, like I talk about, do a crowd analysis, a psychological analysis on the crowd or how they're going to handle this. Okay, now this is this many people in this crowd. This is what happened at this time. This is how the crowd reacted. Okay, this is how we need to do to come in to counteract their responses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long is it going to take us to counteract their responses to what we just did? So they have been doing drills all along, and they've been testing the crowds and analyzing the action of the crowds so that they would know how to handle it, how long they have to do whatever they got to do to get those soldiers in, to get the military crew in, whatever they need to do. They have been doing this all along, and we have not been paying attention.
Yep, that's true.
That is true. And I don't know if you heard, but you can look it up. They are also releasing radiation particles. They just did in 2012 over St. Louis public housing, public schools. They were releasing radiation particles over these neighborhoods. It just happened,
wow.
And it made worldwide news. They are also doing this in other states. So I really enforce for everyone to try and get cilantro, essential therapeutic oil. Keep that in your scalp with Jamaican castor oil. It will your hair from, you know, the radiation particles.
Yes, along
wow.
with that potassium iodide, too, because that potassium iodide protects you from radiation poison. Now, let me ask you a question, Shana, because if they're releasing the radiation particles, are they doing this in the form, most people don't even understand what's going on with the chemtrails that they are releasing.
What you're saying about the 23rd, it plays a real role because I did the chemistry. There's a magnetic field that it's awakening. You and all the other sisters know about it. And it is very powerful. And they are trying to dilute the aura, the magnetic field, by infusing it with gases. If you notice, sometimes they're even also trying to make mist clouds. They're trying to stop the sun. All of this is connected to us because really the true Elohim is a spirit, you know, he, she, Mother Earth. And the manifestation
yes.
still exists today. It still comes through people, and that's what's
yes.
going on. So, but the chemistry, of course, everything is chemistry. You know, they're trying to put, they put in formulas, but let me tell you, it don't work. Don't let
right.
Satan frighten you. We have powers that we probably don't even know about that can heal our bodies. Like, even when you raise your hand, it's a magnetic field.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
the energy in your spine, that's a magnetic field. So
yes.
I encourage even everyone to go outside, walk barefooted, you know, roll around.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it has a frequency. So,
yes.
But, yeah, they're trying to kill us, Kavali, they're trying to give us cancer. But
yes.
we already got cancer cells. You're born with cancer cells. It's when
yes.
it goes in mitosis. But we can go back to our genius minds, the seed of Adam, and we can fight this stuff by getting educated. We are 10 times smarter than these damn doctors out here trying to kill us doing witchcraft. You know, they're trying to kill us. You know what I'm saying? They're giving us cyanide, heroin, and Vioxx. Heroin!
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So it's serious. They don't care about us. They never did. It's their time to rule, whatever, yeah, and they're going to destroy it. But, you know, we could go up in chariots, too. So, you know, like
exactly.
I said, all these sightings going on, it's going to play a role. But, yeah, they're
exactly.
trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us, girl. They're trying to, yeah.
So you're saying
like,
that the radiation is coming through the chemtrails, because most people don't understand the difference from a chemtrail and a comtrail.
Right.
Chemtrail, hold on, you guys. Hold on. I got it right here. Hold on. Here we go.
Viewed article on KSDK.com, and it's only been on our website since late last night. Our I-team has learned the United States military conducted secret tests on thousands of people in St. Louis. Ryan Dean joins us from the area where the testing was most prominent. He breaks down the I-Team report. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jennifer. I am standing where the once infamous Pruitt-Igoe housing complex once stood. It was torn down in the 70s, but at one time it was home to 10,000 low-income people. And according to research that will go public today, this is where most of the testing happened back in the 50s and 60s. Now, a sociology professor at St. Louis Community College, Lisa Martina Taylor, has made it her life's work to uncover details of the Army's ultra-secretive experiments carried out in St. Louis. She says the Army sprayed zinc cadmium sulfide into the air. She claims people living at the complex unknowingly inhaled this compound morning, noon, and night so the government could measure its effects on their lungs. The cover story back then was the Army was testing smoke screens to protect cities from the Russian attack during the Cold War. Now, the truth, according to Martino Taylor, was it was much more sinister than that.
Pretty shocking. The level of duplicity and secrecy. Clearly, they went to great lengths to deceive people.
the professor says, what happened, what the Army did back in the 50s and 60s here in St. Louis violated medical ethics and its military's own policies. Now, what I urge you to do is go on KSDK.com. A more in-depth piece is there. You'll see by the I-team. It was done last night. It will lay out everything that this report talks about. That's on KSDK.com under headlines. Now, if you are interested in hearing from Martino Taylor, she's actually doing a presentation tonight at St. Louis Community College, the Merrimack campus, and that's at 3:30.
So now they're doing it again, huh, Shana? They did it in the
50s
and the
60s. They're trying to kill us, but... Oh, wow. Baby, they are over. They are over. That's why look, this is my promise to everybody on the phone. I will send everybody a sample of every herb that you need personally. That's how much I encourage. They're trying to kill us on every angle.
Yes, they are. The physical, the
oxygen we breathe, from the clothing, every angle they're trying to kill us. So
yes.
I just tell everyone, I can send everyone turmeric samples just for you to try it out. Just, you know, just stay armored up. Have a little kit of Band-Aids. You know,
yes.
I mean, they're trying to really kill us. And us, you know, we just worried about Beyonce, or we worried about hip-hop. Are we worry about just what we see on local news. No, you really educate yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's
do your
right.
investigation and get out there. Do be your own experiment. Don't let these people experiment on you. You know?
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
We got we dealing with humans. Right.
Go ahead, Shana. Before you say anything else, I just want to tell everybody, anybody that's interested in receiving samples from Shana, please email us at nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, nationofyehuda, and it's spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. Email us if you're interested in her sending you samples of herbs, and we'll make sure she gets the information so that she can go ahead and send you guys samples of what you need. Go ahead, Shana. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hemp oil. I'll send you samples of hemp oil. You need black seed oil. Black seed cures lung cancer immediately.
Yes.
And know
yes.
the chemistry of cold and heat. Heat kills anything quicker than coldness. That's why our bodies ain't really
yes.
designed to be living in the winter. It messes with our melanin. But
yes.
heat, cayenne pepper also strengthens any type of herb that you take 10 times to be 10 times stronger. So you need to know these type of things, the
yes.
measurements,
why?
What to take. So, yeah, I just encourage everyone, you know, just, you know, get enlightened and look this stuff up. God put the real medicine in the earth, and you know,
right.
they've been trying to kill that too. So, hey, I'll help anyone who want to do organic farming, who want to move to Missouri for at least 3 years. So, you know, we can build up our own stuff like the false Zion. We don't have to go to them to get some lettuce. We can grow it too. We can get our own contracts with grocery stores. You know, we can be successful too. We don't have to be suffering. If God put people in your life that's willing to help you, he'll see that, and he'll be like, you know what? They did this. I'm going to introduce them to such and such, or I'm going to make such and such give them this. You know, so
mm-hmm.
if you get out there and make daily efforts and, you know, just use the power of the Most High and everything, and even receiving your blessings, and watch them come. And he'll provide you. So, like I said, if someone want to do organic for me, want to get contracted, I'll provide the land. If you're serious, you can come out here. We'll build a little, you know, housing for you or whatever. Hell, I'm going to be there too. So, you know, we can grow tomatoes. We can do it. We can become successful and provide for our own needs. Well, we don't got to get federal aid. We can go write a letter to Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying? Try to touch Allen Iverson. You know, we need to touch people like that. That's lost. Have them invest money, not in Edward Jones, in us.
Right. Absolutely. 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 And we guess what? We'll put a plea out to all of you Hebrew Israelites that are in the Missouri area. She just gave you an opportunity for you to actually hook up with her and be able to start growing your own food. We know that Brother Canoke is in California, but guess what? We're right there. She's right there in Missouri, and she'll be able to help you do whatever you need to do.
email us at Nation of Yehuda, YEHUDAH, at yahoo.com, so we can put you in touch with the sister and you guys can get going, because this, we're about making it happen. It's no big eyes and little U's. We're all in this thing together, and we have to help each other if we're going to survive. And that's what it's about. Yeah, again, we have quite a few people on the line. If you have a comment, a question, or a concern, please push 1. We would love to hear from you. And we just wanted to say, you know, that this has really been a good show. It's a lot of stuff going on out there that we don't know about. And like Kavai said, Dancing with the Stars, Apartment 23, Revenge, Scandal, Beyonce, and all of that stuff is to keep you distracted, because that's owned by the Zionist Jews. They run it all, and they want to give you something so you don't know what's going on. But we're constantly getting weaker and weaker and weaker because we're not paying attention to the Word and to the Most High, and we have to do what He told us to do. We have to come together as a nation so we can survive as a people. Anybody else have a comment or a concern?
I just think it's really good that we, like Shayma, put the play out to our people. You know, this is a life or death situation, and it's about survival. You know, let me tell you something. You take the book. You got the book that they gave us, but guess what? When it boils down to you being able to survive every day and to live and to walk and to eat and to drink and to breathe, you have to turn to the Most High, the Creator. Because He is the one that you're connected to. I'm more connected to the Creator than I am to a book. That's the whole message here. You are part of the Creator. Then you are to a book. But they have given us a book to put in our hands to fight over, to argue over, to split us, to divide us. We're divided. We are completely divided.
Right.
Religion has divided us, has given us division. So when it comes down to living and breathing and eating and drinking and surviving, you got to look to the Creator. And we have to come together. And He's on the inside of you. He's on the inside of me. Interwoven throughout our DNA, those that really belong to Him.
Yes.
Absolutely, we have to come together. That's what it's all about. This is what Yain and I, we do this to bring our people together. That's a desire to bring us together. We're not on here to waste time, because let me tell you something. I could be doing something else on Sunday. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
But we are mandated to do this. And because we have a love for the Creator and because we have a love for our people, we love people. Truly love people. We want you to know what's going on. We want you to know what they're doing. We want to blow the whistle on them. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You belong to us. You're our people.
Yes. Yes. And I want to say that about that video Sister Yaina just played, where they talked about the experiment with the cows. There's supposedly another whistleblower, because his voice sounds familiar. I believe he's the one that put it out. There's going to be another whistleblower, supposedly, where he said it's just going to divide everything. So he's trying to lead the country first. So, yeah, be prepared for that.
Guess what? There was a lady on one of the shows that I had watched. She was a doctor, and she was they had her working in this lab that was like way out in no man's land, and she thought she was doing genetic testing. Come to find out, they were harvesting and manufacturing babies. They was actually growing babies.
Oh my God!
In like large cylinders. She said,
"Are you serious?"
It was cylinders of babies that they were growing in these cylinders. And they said she ran out and she left and she quit her job and left and went into hiding because she was afraid that they were going to do something to her.
But
she didn't want to tell anybody what was going on. This stuff is real. You got to
look
at the people that live among us that's not real. I'm going to tell you, I was in ethics class. And my teacher was talking, and he was like, well, how do you guys feel about people that are born outside of the womb?
I said, well, I don't want to be, he said, because there's a new species coming along that are born outside of the womb. They don't have the connection of growing intimate with the mother and living out the mother. I said, he said, what would you do if you met a man and found out that he was not conceived in the natural way? I said, I want to meet somebody that came through their mama's womb. I don't, and a couple of people in the class was like, why? They're still human just like you are. Why do you have a big deal with that? There are things going on, you guys, that we don't even know about. We got to start paying attention.
But you know what, Yaina? That is so powerful what you said. First of all, we've seen that in the movie. We've seen that in the movies with them having babies that are connected to these tubes and they're living under this water and they've been incubated that are growing outside of a womb. That whole jar or that whatever facility they have them in, that tube is the womb. So that is so interesting how you brought that up, because I have a cousin, and my cousin is just like me. She likes to research. She's very conscious. And everybody thinks she's crazy, and they think I'm crazy, and they say, y'all two, you've been talking to Toria or Kavai, and y'all both crazy. Well, let me tell you what she told me. she said, my other name is Toria. She says, Toria, let me tell you. She says, when I had my children, when I was at the hospital and I had my children, she said, I told them to give me my placenta and give me that baby's cord. She said, because I was not going to allow them to take the blood from me and that baby and to use it to incubate anything.
Yep.
She said,
and
they,
you know what? Kim Kardashian baby was incubated.
Exactly, because they'll take that placenta that comes out of the mother and use that and incubate another being.
Yeah.
Take the blood, the cord, all of that stuff. You don't know what they're doing with that stuff. And had I known what I know now, when I had all five of my children, I would have took my placenta, everything that had my blood, my DNA, I would have took it with me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, right to this day, I don't want, you know, people, they go and donate blood. They got all these blood banks. We'll pay you $20 for your blood. Your plasma. And I would tell different family members, I said, why are you going in there and letting them get your DNA so they can go and incubate something that you don't even know that's going to be walking the earth? Some hybrid.
Why would you do that?
They're paying you. Hardly nothing. Life is in the blood, and you're going to give your life away so they can go and incubate some kind of hybrid animal?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. And you saying they breed these people? That's a whole nother show. I don't even want to answer what I thought was coming because, I'll just plead the fifth, but that's a whole nother show what that lady saw incubating them babies.
Well, you know what? But you know what, Shayna? According to the scriptures in the book of Isaiah, the Nephilims are supposed to come back anyway, and they're going to need a body to come back in. So all of this is playing into the scriptures, and it's all.
Right.
One thing about that book, that book might be tampered with, but one thing about that book, is coming to pass verbatim the way you say it's going to come to pass. So they're doing things to prepare for these beings to come back on the earth. And the scripture says that man's also going to tell them for what they're going to see.
You are so right. Oh, my God. They need a body. And I read that from the Biblicata Politis. He said these spirits need bodies. So, wow, I'm going to go to Isaiah today.
Yes, but think about this. Again, here again, they've been showing this to us in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, just like
subliminal.
the Giants are going to come back. Don't think you ain't going to start seeing some super huge creatures like from Jurassic Park.
They showed you
on Jurassic Park that they were taking the genetically incubating these eggs and creating these dinosaurs. Don't think not going to start seeing that stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Crazy. That's crazy. Wow. I can't believe what I just heard. I've been enlightened. Y'all just took me to another dimension. I'm about to go study some more. But that stuff pretty freaked me out. No, seriously, because I thought, like, stuff was that was going to come 2020.
No.
Yeah.
No. They ain't got that long, Shayna. Time has been sped up. We're moving into this new dimension. We're going into a hyperspeed mode. That's why stuff is sped up. People don't even understand it. I mean, if you ever notice, those are the consciousness that is raising. And I hope y'all don't think I'm doing too much talking, but I really have a lot to say in this area. Don't think that because we're in a hyperspeed mode and we're moving and transitioning into this new dimension, we just take a notice of yourself. You may notice
right.
that you're doing things, those that are conscious, that are really tuned in. You're going to
yes.
begin to do things that you haven't done before, i.e., I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use myself an example. I noticed about a week or so ago, actually about 2 weeks ago, I was born right-handed. You know,
mm-hmm.
I came out and I was right-handed all my life. All of a sudden, I started noticing I'm eating with my left hand. I'm crossing my leg with my left leg. I'm noticing I'm starting with my left hand. I'm writing with my left hand. I'm like, and it didn't hit me till one day. I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm using my left hand. It was so natural that I didn't even realize that I was using my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll start
wow.
tapping into and doing things that you haven't even noticed that you've never been able to do before.
Right.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. Real talk.
And guess what? That's what I told my teacher. I said, I want a person that came from the womb that has the human connection to be able to feel. And he said, there's not a difference. I said, oh, yes, it is. I said, there's some people out here that have no human connection at all. They don't
yes.
even have a conscience. I said, and you're not going to tell me that those babies that they're generating in those test tubes, in those long cylinders, and stuff, feeding that they have the same connection that a baby has that sucks from its mother on the inside
right.
and feels the mother's heartbeat. It's a totally different experience. I said, no,
yeah.
I want somebody that's just like me. And all we're telling you today is with the girl that professed that she was born with a tail and she got her tail cut off, that Cain is the seed of Lucifer, and that he has children out here that have that dragon characteristic, because that snake was walking upright and his tail was dragging the ground, and that tail is a characteristic of that snake. And we just let
yeah.
you know, with the nephilims and the six fingers and the six toes and the double digits of teeth and all the things, the characteristics of those DNA, check out who you are with.
Right.
Yes.
That's
and
real.
What you're doing.
That's real. That's real. That is so, so, so real. She's
and
right.
that just made me want to pull up my baby daddy DNA. And I'm serious and see if he half frog
right
or half
now.
Left. But I'm being serious. I'm hey, because now that I think
mm-hmm.
about it, yeah. And then, you know, that's another show. If you cross interbreed, well, they'll tell you what to do.
Wow, that's
Woo.
Cool. And then, you know, you think about it later afterwards. I thought about that today. I said, I wonder what I would do if one of my kid's father told me, one of my husbands told me I was born with a tail. I probably would lose it, like, excuse
wow.
me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, we got somebody that pushed one. Here we go, Eric Code 513, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead. Air code 513-498, you're on the air.
No.
Uh-oh. Okay, I put them back
Maybe
on mute. We didn't get them to come in. But, we got to understand the importance of this thing, man. You got to understand when you meet these people, you got to ask questions, and hopefully they'll tell you the truth. Because all the time, you don't get the truth. I don't know what I would do if one of my babies was born with a tail. Google it. Anybody that don't believe us, Google people that's born with tails and see what you come up with. This is real talk.
This is real talk. That is the truth. I mean, that's the truth.
Let me tell y'all, one day I was in a restaurant. And this girl, I'm not going to name the restaurant because I got a lot of 513 people on the line. But I was in the restaurant, and the waitress walked up to me. She was black. And I was looking down at the menu, and when I looked up at her, I literally got the chills because I had been studying the serpent seed and all of the characteristics of the serpent seed. And when I looked up at that young black girl, because she couldn't have been no more than about 25, 26, her eyes were the color of, they were like hazel, but they were more light brown than anything. But the iris of it was elongated like a snake. And I looked up at her, I was like, is them your eyes for real? And she was like, yes. And you could tell her whole characteristic, her whole vibe that was coming off of her was real icky. And I was like, ugh. I mean, the whole thing is like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Oh.
But that's interesting. Oh. I'm glad you mentioned about that young lady because let me tell you, one day I was downtown, an area called here in Atlanta called Decatur. And I went downtown. It was, and actually, I was with me and Zawubi were together, and we were I don't know what we were doing. We were gonna get something to eat or something. I passed by the store, and the store was when we first passed by it. I looked at the stuff that was in the window, and I was like, "Oh, that's nice." I felt kind of drawn to it. I don't know why. And so I didn't go in it the first time. So we walked on. We went to the post office, and then I think we stopped and got something to eat or whatever. But on the way back, I passed the store and did something in me. I just stopped. I said, I got to go in that store. So Zawubi's looking at me, and she was like, okay. So we go into the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no one is in the store. It's like a little boutique. And so all of a sudden, this lady that came out of the back. I think I even texted Shayna and told her this, or called her. This lady came out the back. This lady was so white. She was whiter than snow, literally whiter than snow. Her eyes were coal black to the point where this lady did not even want to look at me. And I was like, oh, immediately my spirit said, she's a hollow one. She's a hollow being.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And I'm telling you, she was so cold. And Zawubi, she didn't even recognize until we walked out the store. She was like, what was that, Kavah? I said,
wow.
She was a hollow being. That's what she was. She was like, I've never seen nothing like that ever before in my life.
Wow. Yep. They real. These vampires.
They real.
Vampires. Yeah. Wear your garlic. Keep them in the right and the left.
Y'all play.
I have the ruach. I have a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I have what I need. I have my supernatural weapon, and it will cut your head off.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Wait. I thought the weapons of our warfare wasn't carnal, but they were mighty.
I didn't say I had a carnal weapon. I said I had a weapon. Go back.
Okay.
I got a weapon.
Okay. I got both. I got a physical and I got a
You know, I'm in St. Louis, y'all. You know I'm in St. Louis.
Hold on. Eric Cole, 513, you're on the air. Go ahead. 513-498, go ahead. You're on the air. I'm going to have to pray for y'all.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Eric Cole, 513-498. You push 1, you're on the air. Go ahead. Maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they made a mistake. Go ahead, Kavah, what you got to say?
Okay, but what Shayna is saying is right. But let me tell you, you know, so one night I'm walking. I got off work, and it was late. So I know that the Most High is with me. I know the Ruach is with me, and I understand that the power is on the inside of me. I overstand that. Okay, so I'm going down the escalator. Let me tell you, when, real talk. And now I wish Isabel was on here because she could tell you, because I called her and told her what transpired when I was getting ready to get on the train. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and I was leaving out of work, and I had to go down the escalator. And as I'm going down the escalator, this man started coming down the escalator. He came down behind me, and I looked to my right because I wanted him to know I see you and I'm watching you. So we're the only two people on the escalator, right? So he's coming down. So this man, he comes to me, and he comes past me, and then he kind of stands like in front of me, and he looks at me, and he's asking me for some money and some other stuff, right? And I just look at him, and can you hear me, Yaina?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, because it's some background noise. But anyway,
yeah, I heard that too.
Okay, so he looks at me, right? The gentleman is looking at me, and he's asking me, can you give me some money? Can you this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. And I'm looking at him because normally I'm very generous, and I will help when people need help. I'm very generous like that. But this night, it was something that wasn't right about this man. So I don't know, y'all. I'm telling you, it was the Ruach in me and the Almighty that rose up in me. My eyes locked on that man's eyes. I looked at him. I said, don't you play with me. Mm. That man looked. I looked at him, I said, don't play with me. Girl,
right.
I ain't never seen a man run from a woman before. That man jumped on the other side of the escalator. Not because it was something, because I had a weapon on me or anything, but it was because of the spirit of God that was on the inside of me. And I was by myself, so all I could do was depend on the Most High. Okay, you got to protect me because I don't know what this man trying to do. I'm going down this escalator. I'm by myself. It's late at night. But you have to understand, even though that who are with you. I know that I was protected. I know the forces that are around me. I know the Malachites that walk with me. I even know, and I'm going to throw some on y'all ain't never heard before, I even know the ancestors that walk with me. That might be too heavy for some of y'all because religion has us locked in a box. So.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You have to understand who you are and whose you are. It's so important. So, yeah, I got a spiritual weapon, and I may just be packing something else, too, but I ain't going to tell you.
Y'all, you know what? I have to pray for you and Shayna. I'm going
no,
to
no, 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 no,
don't pray.
Yaina.
No, don't
I just
pray.
Want to keep it around.
Don't pray. Don't pray. Honey.
He did. I can't say nothing about that. That brother carried it for, and he used it.
You know, he really didn't use it. But and on that note, you know what, you guys, we got about 8 minutes left. So we want to tell everybody so long, we got to make some announcements. We want to let you know that Shayna has offered, she's in St. Louis, she's offered to send out herbs and all of the things that you need to get you familiar with certain things. If you're interested in obtaining these things, please email us at nationofyehudah, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, at yahoo.com, and we will make sure that you get these items and make sure that you get in touch with her. Also, for the Hebrew Israelites that live in the Missouri area, the St. Louis area, she has land where she's offered for to start a garden and to get some seeds that are not genetically modified and begin to start growing vegetables and different things so that you all can sustain yourself in that area. And that's really positive, and we want to say hallelujah to her. Also, the State of the Nation address, if you have anything you want to contribute, anything you want to add while we get these people together, we're trying to gather at least 300 people to come together September the 1st, 2012, for the annual, for the 2013 annual State of the Nation address, so we can come together. The website is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com. We urge you to go on and register. Registration is $55. That pays for your food for all day. We got a lot of things we have planned, so please register because we only have a few tickets left for the lay people at the end of June. You have until the end of June, no later than the 1st of July, because July 1st we're going to start to recruiting our leaders to come, and we need for you to come so you can take the information back to your area of the country, and we need you to do those things. Anybody have any other things they want to say real quick before we sign off?
I just want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank the brethren. I want to thank the sister, and I want to thank all of those that listen internationally and domestically. We want to thank you. We appreciate you following Yaina and I and listening in and supporting the show. You know, we have so much love for you, and we want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Much respect to the brethren. Thank you again.
All right, Shayna, you got something you want to say before we go?
Stay prolific, be humble, and watch God bless you. You know, because it's time for us to get blessings and receive them.
All right, here we go. We're going to do this one more time. Again, Kavah claims that this is her favorite song. I don't know about that because this was my favorite song, and we just kind of tripped up on it together. But give it a listen to and tell us how you like it, because we on our way to doing some big boy stuff this year. And we love you.
That's my song.
From the seed of the soul to the time it takes to grow.
long enough to show you I want it for you. I need love for you.
Trying to repaint it. If you want to picture perfect, well, we ain't it.